Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Lansing Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome in to Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Today is game one of a six-game series as the Lansing Lugnuts, tonight the Locos, take on the West Michigan Whitecaps. Adam Jackson will join me in a moment with the starting lineup, but first I welcome in knowledgeable Nate Miller for this Lansing Lugnuts pregame show. Nate, let's talk about this starting pitching matchup, but first, hey, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. It's been a little over a week since we saw each other last Sunday we were here, but it feels good to be back in Lansing watching some Lugnuts baseball.
When we see the Whitecaps, yeah, we're accustomed to seeing Tigers prospects, but this year we're especially accustomed to seeing rehabbers working their way back up. Today is no exception.
Yeah, it's going to be great because they're going with the opener.
Mason Englert.
Down from the major leagues. He's going to be pitching, we think, one, two innings possibly before it goes over to Joe Adametz. And Adametz has faced Lansing twice so far this season. Both appearances have resulted in wins for the West Michigan Whitecaps. They won 4-2 back on June 28th, and they also won 5-4 on July 25th. But then on the other side of the coin, we have Mitch Myers, who has thrown against West Michigan twice this season, and both of those games have ended in wins for the Lugnuts.
Myers is coming off 9 strikeouts in his last time out, nearly completed 6 innings against Great Lakes. What are your keys for Mitch today?
Mitch is going to have to do a lot of the same. This is a good offense with a lot of good names in this lineup. He's going to have to be able to sit those guys down and preferably via the K.
On the offensive side for each of these squads, there are some guys who catch the eye. Let's begin with Lansing. Who are you spotlighting?
I'm spotlighting a couple of recent trade acquisitions for both teams here today. I'm going with Jared Dickey for our Lansing Lugnuts. Doesn't have a home run with us since coming over to Lansing, but I think today might be the day. A good lefty bat. We know he's going to see a couple of righties. In his last 10 games, Jared Dickey, batting .316. He's got a .422 on base percentage, slugging .368. He's a great lefty bat added into this lineup. He's in the 3-hole today. I like him to have a nice game.
You mentioned trade acquisitions, so Dickey coming over to the A's organization from the Royals org. On the other side, hey, Thyron Lorenzo, we saw him with the Great Lakes Loons, and now he's here with the West Michigan Whitecaps.
You read my mind, Jesse. That's my spotlight hitter for the West Michigan Whitecaps. He wasn't doing fantastic in his last couple games with the Great Lakes Loons, but then he came over to West Michigan in the Jack Flaherty trade for the Dodgers. And when you look at his last 5 games, he's hitting .316, .381 on base percentage, .579 slugging, .960 OPS. So it seems like he's finding his swing again here. New uniform, new swing. He's getting back into the groove of things. And that's another 3-hole hitter today that's going to fit nicely into that West Michigan lineup.
Whitecaps team that right now enters in half a game out behind Dayton in the Midwest League East Division. They're 24-17. The Dragons are 25-17. They figure that West Michigan at the least needs a series split at the most. They want the series victory. They want 4 out of 6, 5 out of 6. 6 out of 6 is the power washing. That might be too much to ask for, but that's the Lugnuts defending their home field against their arch rival here today.
Oh yeah, West Michigan's going to have their foot on the gas all week. They're close to that playoff berth, and they're going to play like they want it. And what's Lansing going to have to do? They're going to have to not let them just take these wins. They're going to make them earn them. It's not going to be an easy series for West Michigan to win here.
Well, when we come back, we'll have Adam Jackson deliver the starting lineups. Nate, thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.
Adam will have your starting nines. After this is Lansing Lugnuts pregame.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Yo, what's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up To Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Back on the pregame show, getting you all set for 7.05 p.m. first pitch. The Lansing Locos and the West Michigan Whitecaps. Time to meet our starting nines. Here's Adam.
All right, Jesse, thanks so much. Just about ready to go with the series opener. West Michigan coming in 24-17 in the second half. Half game out of first place, chasing the Dayton Dragons 55-52 overall. And let's see what West Michigan can do tonight. Hopefully the Lugnuts can stop them as the Lansing Locos. The top nine, though, for West Michigan, their starting nine. Max Clark leads off, the number one prospect, lefty in center field. Max Anderson bats second at second base. Tyrone Lorenzo, the former Loon, the former Dodger, catching, hitting third. Roberto Campos slings fourth and is in right field. Isaac Pacheco is back from the IL. He bats fifth and plays third base. Luke Gold is at first, hitting sixth. Jim Jarvis bats seventh at shortstop. Patrick Lee hits eighth as the DH. And Seth Stevenson rounds out the order in left field. Clark, Anderson, Lorenzo, Campos, Pacheco, Gold, Jarvis, Lee, Stevenson. And as you heard Jesse and Nate just talk about, they will support the right-handed MILB rehabber, Mason Englert, who is rotated between AAA Toledo and the big league club, the Detroit Tigers. Jesse, what do you got tonight for a spotlight West Michigan Whitecap?
Yeah, I really do think that Nate's got this with Tyrone Lorenzo, adding him to the lineup. When we saw him earlier this year with Great Lakes, we didn't see a lot of power, but we certainly saw the patience, and every now and then there was that flash of what he could do. He's got fire with the West Michigan Whitecaps, and he's turning on exactly why they traded for him, and I would argue that he was the centerpiece of the Jack Flaherty trade.
Big game on Friday against Beloit. 4-for-4, had his first home run as a Detroit Tiger affiliate member, so certainly a good pick tonight. We'll see if Lansing can hold him down in what is traditionally a very hitter-friendly park here at Jackson Field. Okay, for the Nuts, 19-23, 51-56. They, of course, as mentioned, playing as their Copa identity tonight, the Lansing Locos. So in the turquoise unis with the white pants and the gold writing. The nine tonight for Craig Conklin in his second season. Johnny Butler, the lefty, leads off in left. Ryan Lasko hitting second place center field. Jared Dickey bats third in right field. Will Simpson's at first batting cleanup. Luke Mann at third base swinging fifth. Nate Nankill hits sixth as the DH. TJ Schofield Sam bats seventh at second base. Casey Yamauchi slides up to the eighth spot as the shortstop, and Cole Kahn, the switch inning catcher, bats nine. Butler, Lasko, Dickey, Simpson, Mann, Nankill, Schofield, Sam, Yamauchi, Kahn, and they support Mitch Myers, who had a career outing, nearly six innings, nine strikeouts up in Midland this past week. Jesse, who you got on the hitting side for the Locos?
I think that Johnny Butler's shoulder injury did a number on him that last series against the Great Lakes Loons. Adam, he went 0-for-12 after hitting 333 against the Dayton Dragons. We saw power, we saw patience against Dayton. Against the Great Lakes Loons, not only was he hitless, he also struck out nearly in half of his at-bats, five strikeouts in the 12 at-bats. He's in the leadoff spot. They need him. Watch him. And if he plays well, that should key this Lansing attack.
I like that. They certainly are a better team offensively when Johnny Butler makes them go. Jesse, wanted to dive a little bit more into this series this season. Right now, it is West Michigan that has the edge on the Lugnuts. They won the series here back for the first time, ironically, when the second half started. They won the series here in Lansing 4-2 at the end of June. And then recently, at the end of July, Lansing went out there, had an opportunity to win the series. They took three of the first four games, but then lost the two games on the weekend, so a split. What does Lansing have to do here to try and win their first series against West Michigan and do it at home in a hitter-friendly park where West Michigan has loaded up the hitting prospects?
Well, you say hitter-friendly, but when the Whitecaps beat the Lugnuts in the final two games of the series back in July in West Michigan, they held the Lugnuts offense to just one total run in those games. And when they came in here and they beat the Lugnuts at the end of June, the Lugnuts in the losses in those final three games scored two runs, three runs, and three runs. So I look at the offense and I say, the ballpark, hitter-friendly, great factors, but can you show that? Can you execute against this West Michigan staff all year long when West Michigan has won games? They've won it because of their pitching staff. So can this offense, which has had its struggles as of late. Will Simpson has had great glimmers. I liked how Nate Nankill finished in Great Lakes, but they need to be able to score consistently to compete with the Whitecaps in the series.
And the other thing is they got to pitch it. I mean, we'll get to the weekend, but West Michigan in those victories on the weekend, they've won on Saturday and Sunday in both series, one to win the series, the other to tie the series. They've averaged 9.5 runs in those four games. And they weren't close games. 10-3 and 10-3 here to wrap up the series back in late June. And then a 7-1 and 11-0 win to wrap up the series in Grand Rapids in late July. So that'll come when we get to the weekend. But pitching is certainly going to be a factor this week as well against the Whitecaps.
What it reminds me of is when the Lugnuts play the Dayton Dragons. And we say, you know, throughout the year, this Dragons team has terrible offensive statistics. And then Lansing plays them, and they light things up. The Whitecaps this year are hitting .222 as a team. Overall for the season, things have not been great. They average scoring about 4 runs per game. But against the Lugnuts, they average scoring over 6 runs per game. This offense wakes up against Lansing's pitching staff. If that happens again, things are going to be tough because the Whitecaps, we talked about it with Nate, they're playing some of the best baseball in all the East Division of the Midwest League.
Yes, they are. The Whitecaps have caught fire. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games, while Lansing as 4-6. Again, they've had opportunities to win series, to even series, haven't been able to do it the last few weeks.
Something I'm curious about. We mentioned the addition, Tyron Lorenzo coming over from the Dodgers. How about a subtraction? Kevin McGonigal's injury. He is out. The last time that Lansing saw West Michigan, McGonigal figured prominently in at the top of the order.
He did, but he's also been struggling. So I wonder, too, if maybe just for now, he's still only 19 years old, and he certainly hasn't had the impact that Max Clark has had. They both came up that same time in that series in late July against Lansing. Maybe this adds an extra opportunity for another bat, someone with a little bit more experience, where you can go with the two Maxes at the top and then add in Lorenzo and Campos, get a little extra support with Pacheco, who has been in and out as well. So that certainly is a factor, but that's what Tiger fans want to see. They want to see these two 19-year-olds. They've been sold on the prospects, sold on the fact that this organization is trying to build back up their system, and they're starting to put the pieces together, but Lansing's got some talent too here, and so does all of the Oakland Athletics affiliates here in the minor leagues.
Turning to Mitch Myers, the Lansing starting pitcher. The last 5 consecutive outings for Mitch before last time out against Great Lakes, he had gone exactly 4 innings. There is no tandem reliever today. This is his game. So I wonder, how long can he go? How deep can he go once this year he has pitched beyond the 6th inning?
Yeah, it's been better to see that they've let the pitchers extend a little bit longer. We saw it with Luis Morales a little bit. We, of course, saw Mitch Myers nearly get to 6 innings against Great Lakes just a few days ago. So would love if he could eat up some innings and keep West Michigan from opening this thing up, because the last couple of times we've seen Lansing at home, they have taken a little bit longer to get some runs across. So you get a good pitching performance, that is going to play a key role. But I'm curious to see how these bats respond, because last week in Great Lakes, these bats, they got on base with walks and HBPs, but they struggled with runners in scoring position.
Well, let me give you one more X factor. Isaac Pacheco is back today. Pacheco has done so well against the Lugnuts historically.
Yes, he has. He has been a Lugnuts killer, and he sits in the five hole today. Lansing is out there in the Locos uniforms. They have just taken the field with the Dream Team members interspersed between. Whitecaps out of the third base side dugout in the dark blue unis, while the Lugnuts in the turquoise unis as the Locos out in front of the first base dugout. We're going to send it down to the field and get started with today's national anthem. Stephen Hama is getting started tonight as he was the singer of your national anthem. It is game one of six. It is game one of just 12. That is it. 12 more home games remain in the 2024 regular season. 132 games minus one after the postponement on a rain delay to start the second half. So tonight is game 108 for West Michigan and Lansing of 131 for both clubs. West Michigan comes in 24-17, 55-52. They are a half game back of first place in the second half. The Lansing Locos, 19-23, 51-56 overall, six games back, and we've just got a few weeks left to go. With the call of the game on a beautiful Tuesday, August 13, 2024 evening in Michigan State Capitol, here is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Hola, Adam. Here we go indeed. Your Lansing defense, Johnny Butler's in left, Ryan Lasko in center, and in right field, Jared Dickey. At first base, Will Simpson. The second baseman, T.J. Schofield-Sam. Casey Amauchi plays short, and it's Luke Mann over at third. The catcher, Cole Kahn. Well, all right. The West Michigan Whitecaps coming in 24-17, 55-52 for the year. They just came off taking four out of six games from Beloit and the Lansing Locos at 19-23, 51-56 here in 2024. Just lost four out of six games in Great Lakes. Max Clark leads off, followed by Max Anderson and then Tyrone Lorenzo against the Lansing right-hander Mitch Myers. The time is 7:04 p.m. And the first offering called a strike. We are underway 1 minute early. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Swing and a miss, strike two. A sink from Myers, who made four starts against West Michigan last year. And this is his third start against the Whitecaps this year. Clark, the 19-year-old, hitting 295. Wind in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night, Max Clark. One up and one gone. One strikeout from Myers.
Well, Mitch didn't take much time picking up where he left off from his last outing, huh?
No, sir. 9 strikeouts of the Great Lakes Loons last time out in 5 2/3 innings. And a game that Lansing won 3-2. Here's Max Anderson. Flies the first pitch foul off to the right side. Strike 1 on the West Michigan second baseman. Strike 4 for Myers. There's a baseball spotted by the home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah. They've cleared it out of the way. Our base umpire is Justin Hopkins. Righty-righty, no score. The pitch. A bouncer down toward third. Man comes in, grabs. Those across, and the stretch by Simpson. 2 gone.
Well, these two have notoriously been known for playing quick games on Tuesdays, and so far we've got off to that type of start.
That is so specific. There's Tyrone Lorenzo.
Let me make it more specific. Tuesdays in Lansing.
Lorenzo, the switch hitter, bats left. First pitch, fastball high. Oh, be more specific.
Well, I think the first one was 158 a few years ago.
That was wild. Line drive, base hit, left field, Lorenzo. Johnny Butler grabs, gets it in. There's Nick Miller's spotlight hitter. Lorenzo going oppo. 158 back in, what was that, 2019. And then the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps went out and decided to break all of the records. And they played in 1 hour and 44 minutes back on June 27th. There's Roberto Campos. 2 outs, runner at first, no score. Righty to righty. A check swing, bouncer, foul up the right side. That's strike 1. We're getting to see all the Meyer stuff right now. You know, it seemed to me that his outing against Great Lakes, all those 9 strikeouts, that was because his fastball was getting so many swings and misses, and the slider looked great. Signal from Cole Kahn. The set. At 0-1. Outside. Ball and a strike on the native of Cuba, Roberto Campos, heading 257 through 96 games. Last time that these two teams met up, he hit a grand slam. Center fielder Lasco standing in the shadow of the video board. Short lead for Lorenzo. Foul back into the screen. Strike 2. Isaac Pacheco waits on deck in his return to West Michigan. Just off the IL. Campos swings and misses. Down he goes. Meyer strikes him out with a slider to bookend the inning with strikeouts. The single by Lorenzo is stranded. Scoreless top of the first inning. Let's go to the home half. The Lansing Locos are coming up against the right-hander Mason Englert.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his 4th military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A a tacos and tall boys kind of night, and Lansing, Michigan, a Copa kind of night. The Lansing Locos are coming up against the West Michigan Whitecaps right-hander Mason Englert after the Whitecaps were blanked in the top half. Johnny Butler, Ryan Lasko, Jared Dickey against Englert and this defense. Seth Stevenson's in left field. In center field, Max Clark. And in right field, Roberto Campos. Luke Gold is at first base, Max Anderson at second. Jim Jarvis plays shortstop, and Isaac Pacheco is at third. The catcher is Tyrone Lorenzo. And that brings us to the man on the mound. Because, Adam, once again, we see a minor league rehabber for the Tigers, a man working his way back up to AAA Toledo. But earlier this year, you and I saw him with the Detroit Tigers. It's Mason Englert.
I was about to say, I thought we'd seen this guy before. Yes, indeed. Yeah, he unfortunately he went down with some elbow inflammation in his throwing arm, so he was put down on the shelf on July 6th, and he's been working his way back. Pitched a couple of times with the Lakeland Tigers and now makes his way up to West Michigan. And we'll see how he looks tonight against a dangerous Lansing Locos lineup.
With that rehab appearance, we don't know specifically the goals that he's taking with him to the mound. Just trying to get himself right. Johnny Butler, batting left, takes a called strike. Fastball at 93 at the knees, dotted. You know, this year, it's small sample size, but leadoff hitters are 8 for 17 against Englert. The pitch, down low. One of your Nate nuggets today. Johnny Butler comes in hitting 236 through 93 games. The Lugnuts left fielder. A break even. Swing and a miss, strike two. Bottom fell out. Wearing the turquoise uniforms of the Lansing Locos today. With the home white pants, the marigold Locos across the front of the chest, Lansing above that in black. Here's the 1-2. A fastball lifted out to left field and hit well. Seth Stevenson back with room, makes the catch. One gone. No score. Here's Ryan Lasko. Black Sox pulled up to his knees. At third, Pacheco started in. Now he backs up, and now he walks in a little bit more. Righty to righty. Check swing, and there's ball one down low. Lasko really was a dynamo for Lansing in the series against Great Lakes. It was all over the bases. Englert throws. Strike called on the inside corner. 94 with the fastball. So Lasko's now hitting 235 through 21 games. Plus, he's drawn 12 walks. WP up near 35%. The pitch, that's down low. Two balls and a strike. Englert behind him. Rutgers Scarlet Knight. Black bat in his hands, black batting gloves. The pitch. High fly ball, shallow left field. Another chance for Stevenson. Out of the shadows, into the sunlight. With the catch. Seth Stevenson, just like Jared Dickey, a Tennessee Volunteer. Oh, by the way, here's Jared Dickey. Two up, two gone, the home first inning, no score. How about that volunteer baseball program? Righty to lefty. A ground ball hopping foul up the right side.
They just keep getting better and better.
Yes.
Such a disappointing end to their season. Last year, just missing the College World Series. But they did all right this year.
Yeah, they did. They beat Texas A&M. Champions, first national title in school history. A one. Dickey taps that one foul. Strike two. Jared Dickey out of Mount Juliet, Tennessee, born in Hermitage. Seth Stevenson, by the way, the left fielder, he's a Texan. He's from San Marcos. 0-2. Fastball high just to show it to him. would say if you're Mason Englert. So far, so good. Third baseman Pacheco is headed to the shortstop hole. The kick and the pitch. Fouled off at home. Anything that you look for whenever there's a rehabber in the game, whether on the mound or in the batter's box?
Just how they look in terms of their command, Jesse. I mean, that's the main thing that they're, you've seen that they're not having any injury issues. Everything looks smooth and that they're able to find their command again because they are making their way back, trying to get back to where they were, which for Englert is right up there at the big league level, flirting with that in AAA this year.
Originally a fourth rounder in 2018 by the Texas Rangers at a 40 high school. Deals. Bounced it in. Made his major league debut back on March the 30th of last year against the Tampa Bay Rays. And you know, this is just for me. It was the 22,855th player in Major League Baseball history to debut. The pitch. Dickey grinds it sharply in a right field. A base hit. Anderson couldn't get there. Campos plays it in. That's a two-out single for Dickey. Hey, you know, Nate Miller gave us his spotlight hitters. Tyron Lorenzo on one side and Jared Dickey on the other. And for each of them, two out singles here in the first inning.
Guess he knows what he's talking about, huh?
Knowledgeable Nate. There's Will Simpson. Righty, righty, no score, two outs. The pitch. Simpson swings and misses. Strike one. How about that pitch?
That's his changeup, and that is the pitch he's utilized the most this year. You can see why.
Will with a slightly open stance, the knees flexed. Englert offers. Down and away, right back to it. One ball and one strike. Dickey leading away from first base. The pitch. That's right. That just missed, apparently. Let's call that high. What do you want to say?
Well, it was in the zone. It just wasn't given.
Two balls and one strike. Hey, that's a good take. Simpson crushed the Great Lakes Loons all last week. Finished things up with a Sunday homer. Simpson here swings and misses. Now the count is even. Two balls and two strikes. Batted 409 against the Loons. Doubled, homered. He knocked in 8 runs. Oh, by the way, he also drew 3 walks. We're scoreless. 2 outs with Dickey at first. Mason Englert delivers. Up high and the count is full. Why not? Bill here this month of August is hitting .361. The on-base percentage is .432. He's been brilliant. Like he has been all year. Big leader in RBIs and extra base hits. Dickey runs on the payoff. Swing and a miss. Englert got him to chase. One strikeout for Mason Englert and one scoreless inning. One hit, one left. Let's go to the second. No score from Lansing, Michigan.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As we go to the second inning, no score from Lansing, Michigan. Lansing Locos, West Michigan Whitecaps. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Thank you so much for keeping us company. Locos right-hander Mitch Myers takes on 5-6-7. Isaac Pacheco, Luke Gold, and Jim Jarvis. Here is Pacheco. Just back from the IL. Righty to lefty, the pitch. A ground ball up the middle and into center field, base hit. Wasted no time. Lasco Fields gets it in. Lead off, first pitch single. Isaac Pacheco, back when he first joined the Whitecaps two years ago, he homered in each of his first two games in the Midwest League. And that was against Lansing. And ever since then, there's been this running gag that Pacheco has owned Lansing pitching. He's on again. Righty, righty. Luke Gold, no score. The pitch. A fastball for a called strike. Now Luke Gold this year is hitting 230. This is his 100th game of the season. 17 doubles, 2 triples, and 11 homers. Leads the Whitecaps. The pitch. Fouled off at home. Myers went slider. So, quickly a single for Pacheco. And quickly, nothing and two on Gold. No score in the ballgame. Myers bent over, gets that sign, looks over that left shoulder at Pacheco. Here it comes. Fastball high. 2 strikeouts in the first inning for Myers. Fanned Max Clark, fanned Roberto Campos. Luke Gold leads West Michigan with 112 strikeouts this year. Here's the 1-2. Down and away. Laid off the slider.
Isaac Pacheco getting a base hit against the Lansing Lugnuts. That is not common, is it?
You know, I think they did well to hold him to a single.
No doubt.
There's a couple of helicopters beyond the center field wall. They're heading westward. The pitch is grounded foul up the left side. Luke Gold, a Boston College Eagle out of Boston Spa, New York, drafted in the 5th round 2 years ago against the Pitt Panther Myers, 12th rounder 3 years ago. Pacheco at first, nobody out, no score. The pitch lifted high in the sky on the shallow right side. Second baseman Schofield Sam out, and Schofield Sam makes the catch right in front of Jared Dickey. Back to first base goes Pacheco. DJ runs it back into the infield himself. And this brings us, Adam, into our memories about TJ Schofield Sam and pop-ups in Great Lakes.
Yeah, he missed a couple. Missed one and had some struggles with a couple. But that was a difficult grab right there, and he made that look pretty darn easy.
Jared Dickey might not have gotten there. There's Jim Jarvis batting left. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Curveball. No score in the series opener between West Michigan and Lansing. Mitch Myers this year has coached 5 double play balls. Jarvis, the shortstop for the Whitecaps, batting 7th. The pitch, up and away. If you're wondering, like me, is Isaac Pacheco a threat to steal? Well, the answer is, earlier this year in 48 games, 2 steals in 3 attempts. It's not run often. A 1-1. A ground ball hopping foul up the right side. First, though, off of his foot. 1-2. We've got some fun here, though. You've got Jarvis out of Alabama, Crimson Tide. Mitch Myers was recruited to play ball at Alabama. And then a coaching staff shakeup. And he went to JUCO ball and then from there to a pit. 1-2, pitcher's pitch. Line foul off the left side. Here to the screen. And then rolling its way down the steps. That's a real easy for a fan to just stand up. Right on the aisle. Get that souvenir.
Rolling like Tide?
Yes. One out, one on. A 1-2. Dropped it low. Shadows are lengthening. Left fielder Butler in the shade of the corner. The video board is stretching out all the way into a strip in right for Jared Dickey, who has put himself right in that strip of shadow. That's a 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. Pacheco runs, and it's served out to center field. Lasko runs it down. Here's the throw back to first base. Sips in the stretch. They double off Pacheco. Side retired. Ryan Lasko snares the Jarvis line drive, and then Pacheco unable to return to first in time. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. No score between the Locos and the Whitecaps.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Mason Englert stays in. We go to the bottom of the second. No score. Englert, the West Michigan right-hander, deals to Luke Mann. Shows bunt, pulls back. Called strike by the home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah. Mann, Nankill, and Schofield Sam. 5-6-7 in the order. Against the minor league rehabber, working back to Toledo. The deal, swing and a miss. Strike two. Luke Mann hit a nuke most recently. Came on Sunday. Adam Jaxa, you've come up with so many phrases for Luke for home runs over these, well, I would say weeks that he's been a lug. 0-2, down and away.
His name is kind of easy to find wordplay off of.
Yeah. That Missouri man. Now 6 homers for Luke to go along with 6 doubles and a triple. A 1-2 pitch. Broke low and in. In the first inning against Englert, there was a 2-out single by Jared Dickey, but nothing more. Third baseman Pacheco in the shortstop hole. Shortstop Jarvis up the middle. Outfield straight up. Englert delivers. A cue shot foul off the left side. Man out of St. Louis. 6'2", 218 pounds. And when he connects, you know about it. In Great Lakes, his homer went to deepest right center. The pitch, fouled back. You mentioned, Adam, changeup after changeup from Englert. Lazy clouds above us. Englert kicks and throws. Fastball outside. I say fastball. No. Three balls and two strikes. The Edgard fastball that we've seen today has been about 94 miles an hour. Here's the payoff. That runs outside. That's the fastball for ball four. Now the first walk given up by Angler.
He does have a couple, though, so I wonder if maybe that's we're mixing in there in the high 80s. He's got the four seam, but then he's also got a sinker that he's running as well. Six different pitch mixes, according to Baseball Savant.
My favorite thing with that is making sure that the catcher's aware. How do you call for each pitch? There's Nate Mankill. No score in the bottom of the second. First pitch. A swing and a foul tip. Fastball running in. The DH Mankill coming off back-to-back two-hit games. Hit .333 last week against Great Lakes. And he's reached base in 11 consecutive games. From San Diego. No score. Nobody out. The pitch. Lifted out to shallow left field. Long run in. Stevenson can't get there. Falls for a base hit. Man read it well. He stopped at second. Mankill is on with a single.
Well, there you go. Just put her in play, and that was the perfect little dunk job between Stevenson and Jarvis. Lansing's got a little threat here.
That's one where I tip my cap to the pitcher. It doesn't go well for you, but the batter didn't barrel. Hits that ball a little bit harder. I think Seth Stevenson makes the catch. Here's TJ Schofield. Sam batting left. Two on, nobody out, no score in the second. Englert's pitch. A ground ball rolled over on the right side. Second baseman, it's Max Anderson picking it up and throwing to first for out number one. As good as a bunt. Man to third, Mankill the second. One out.
Okay, here we go. This is what you and I talked about endlessly last week in Midland. Lansing getting runners in scoring position and just struggling mightily to get them in. And they've got a great chance here with runners at second and third and just one away.
The infield is drawn in for Casey Yamauchi, the number eight hitter. Right-handed hitting shortstop against the right-hander Engler. Pacheco at third, Jarvis at short. Anderson at second, Gold at first. Time granted. You know, Casey's coming off back-to-back two-hit games against Great Lakes. Hitting .270. Native of Hawaii, trying to break the scoreless deadlock. The initial offering. Down low, ball one.
Well, this is a guy you want to have up, and this is one of the reasons you move him up from the 9 to the 8 hole. Bump him up for a spot like this because he is a contact hitter. Does not strike out much.
Hits to the full field. A ball one offering. Ball too low. Koa Khan is on deck. I tell you, that's a pretty darn good number 9 hitter.
Absolutely. You got a switch hitter that can challenge and flip the lineup card over. Strengthens the bottom of this Locos order.
We're expecting to see Joe Adamitz later. It's Englert right now. 2-0 pitch. Up high. Well, three balls and no strikes on Casey Yamauchi. And we have seen the red light all season for Lansing batsmen with 3-0. How about right now? No score, home second. The pitch. It takes. I called strike.
Wouldn't that have been something to see Casey Yamauchi, a guy that doesn't have any professional home runs, get the green on 3-0? Would have been fun.
Well, you trust him. Time granted to the catcher, Lorenzo. Now the outfield is in. Not respecting Casey's lack of pop. Stevenson left, Clark in center, Campos in right. It's a 3-1, and he takes a called strike two on the outside corner.
What a pitch.
Yamauchi in college in 167 career games at Hawaii at Hilo. Only 27 strikeouts. as Adams Head puts the ball in play. Payoff pitch. He skies it out into center field from Max Clark. Clark dashes in, dashes further in, makes the catch maybe a couple of steps beyond the infield. So Luke Mann can go nowhere at third. Nankill stuck at second. Yamauchi's at number two.
Well, the winning pitch right there was strike two. I mean, he threw that little change piece in there and darted the bottom outside corner right on the black. An incredible pitch, and then comes back and gets the weak contact on 3-2.
So no sack fly. Unable to bring the runner in with fewer than two outs from third base. And now it's up to Cole Kahn. Switch hitting catcher, bats left. First game of his professional career batting ninth. And pitch clock infraction. Mason Englert was looking and saying, can I get time? Can anything save me right here? No, nothing. Ball one to Kahn. This inning began a walk to man, then the single by Nankill, moving up to second and third in the Schofield-Sam ground out. No score, two outs. The pitch. Kahn takes a called strike. Slider. You know, the outfielders have stayed in. Nobody is deep. Englert readies. Brings it. Down and in and away from the catcher, Lorenzo. In comes Luke Mann. To third base goes Nankill. Wild pitch by Englert. And the Locos lead 1-0. Well, with all of Lansing's struggles in bringing runners in from scoring position, they are helped out here by Englert.
And that was a lot of the ways that they were able to get on base against the Loons. They were helped out, and when they scored, they got some help as well at times.
This is a hitter's count, now a 2-1 for Cole Kahn. Set by Englert, the kick and the pitch. Fastball called a strike on the outer edge. So Cole Kahn out of UIC, 3-11 against Great Lakes, hitting .216 overall in 38 games with Lansing. Two-tone bat in hand. The break even. That sent foul up the left side. Johnny Butler's on deck. No action in the West Michigan pen. When Englert was pitching for the Lakeland Flying Tigers, he went one inning, then one and two-thirds innings. Right now he's one out away from going two full here for West Michigan. Two ball, two strike pitch. Strike, no, just missed. Oh, goodness, Jabril Jeter Abdullah looked at it and called ball three. And my apologies for getting ahead of you. Trackman seemed to indicate that that ball was in the zone. What a take. So that means this is a payoff. And it's sent out to center field and hit well. Max Clark travels back and he runs it down. The inning is over. Lansing scores one run on one walk, one single, one ground out, and one wild pitch by Englert. Runner left at third as we go to the third inning. The Locos are leading the Whitecaps 1-0. And here comes Adam Jaxa with the call.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
There on this Tuesday, August 13th, 2024, downtown in Lansing. Jackson Field, the host site of the Lansing Lugnuts since 1996, and called Oldsmobile Park when it opened, and tonight hosting the Lansing Locos and the West Michigan Whitecaps. Mitch Myers against Patrick Lee, the eight hitter, to kick things off in the third. The pitch bends it in there, strike one on the inner third. Lugnuts in front, 1-0, thanks to the wild pitch just moments ago from Mason Engler, MILB rehabber. Pitch home, check swing, fastball, shot in there, outer edge, strike two. A ton of confidence from Mitch Myers, carrying over from his last outing, the start against Great Lakes last week on August 7th. Tremendous, 5 2/3, 3 hits, 1 run, no walks, 9 strikeouts. The pitch, slider away. By far, the best performance we've seen from Myers. His highest strikeout performance. He's had some good performances this year and been consistent. 1-2. High bouncing ball over Myers towards second. Grab to the right of second by Schofield Sam. Second baseman throws back across his body late. Infield single Lee. Third hit tonight against Myers. And for the second straight inning, the leadoff man is on.
Did you see the look that T.J. Schofield Sam gave Casey Yamauchi? As if to say, well, I'm going to give this a go.
Got to try. It was pretty close.
Yeah.
For a high bouncing ball that wasn't hit hard and to the left side of second from him running away from his second base position. The pitch on the ground, hard hit past the dive of man at third, rolls into left field. Patrick Lee takes a look, stops at second. Back-to-back pitches and 2 singles from the 8 and 9 hitters as Seth Stevenson reaches. First time the Whitecaps have had 2 runners on base in the same half inning.
A little ambushing going on. Stevenson was ready for a first pitch slider.
That part of the 5-pitch repertoire from Mitch Myers. A couple of fastballs, 4-seam cut. Slider, curve, and changeup for the 25-year-old from Lynette, Alabama. It's a 12th-round selection in 2021 out of Pittsburgh. Jesse mentioned it. He was originally committed to Alabama in his home state, but elected to go to the city with the Bridges thanks to a coaching change down there. Here's Max Clark. First pitch at the bottom of the zone on the outside corner. Strike one. Boy, it took me a second there. Tuscaloosa. I don't know why it took me so long. Trying to come up with the home city there for the roll tide attendance. 1-0 pitch. Line drive out to center field. Base hit. Got quickly to Lasko. He fires it in. It is cut off by Simpson. They're loaded up on 3 straight singles from the Whitecaps to open the third inning against Mitch Myers.
Brian Lasko wanted one of the middle infielders to be there at second. That ball was hit so sharply to him. Maybe there's a chance to get the force out on Stevenson.
1-0-3 off the bat from Max Clark, who continues to dazzle since being called up from Lakeland. Average sits just under 300. That right there, his 19th hit in his first 15 games with the Whitecaps. Pitch home. On the ground, could be two. One hop to Yamauchi at short, but he throws home. They get the force, and Cole Kahn got kicked from behind. He stays on his feet on a slide there from Patrick Lee. Great aggressive play by Yamauchi. Avoids the double play and keeps the one-run lead.
Love it. That ball was hit so sharply to him. You've got Cole Kahn standing at the plate. Get that lead runner. Now double play ball, and you're out of this jam. Still, though, how many balls have we seen squared up by Whitecaps in this frame?
And you said it. How many of those squared up baseballs have come early in counts? That was pitch one for Anderson, two pitches to Clark, one pitch to Stevenson, and four pitches to Lee. Don Schulze is out there now on the mound to gather up the infield, but the base is still loaded. One out in the third inning, Lansing in front, 1-0.
The guy coming up right now is the player in the Whitecaps order who had the best swing at a Myers delivery the first time around.
And that is why Don Schulze is out there. So if Myers can get out of this, pretty impressive. One, base is loaded, nobody out. Two, top of the order. Three, top of the order for a second time. So you can understand why balls are starting to be squared up, adjustments starting to be made. Now it's about that readjustment from the man on the hill, Mitch Myers. We'll see what he does against the recently traded top five prospect, Tyrone Laurenzo. The pitch. Slider, a little bit low, a little bit in. Ball one. Laurenzo coming over from the Dodgers organization. Batting 267 so far through nine games with West Michigan. And his first home run on Friday night. 1-0. Bottom of the zone, two balls, no strikes. Nice to get a catcher. Nice to get a switch hitting catcher. The Dodgers are very similar to the A's. They go after those top catching prospects. Such an important position. Two balls, no strikes. That's outside. And the switch hitting catcher up, three balls, no strikes.
Difference with the Dodgers has been, how many of their catching prospects have we seen be international free agents?
Diego Cartaya. 3-0 pitch. That's on the inside corner. No, it's not. It's on the fringe of the zone and not given for a strike. So ball four and a bases loaded walk to Laurenzo. Into score comes Stevenson. So there you go. 1-1 our score. Sixth RBI for Laurenzo since joining the Tigers or.
Got a guy now here. Hit a grand slam against Lansing last series.
Righty Runny the pitch. Roberto Campos takes it down low. Ball one. So Lugnut's got a run in the bottom of the second. West Michigan gets a run in the top of the third. Back and forth we go. Base is still loaded. One out. Clark at third. Anderson at second. Laurenzo at first. The pitch. A little bit tight. Six straight balls from Mitch Myers since Don Schulze came out to have a quick word with him. Remember, he's getting attacked on early in the count. And he seems like that's affected him a little bit here. 2-0. Lined out to right field, hit right at Dickey, comes in, now goes to his left, makes the catch in the shade, throws the ball into second, tagging from third is this Speedy Clark. Whitecaps lead 2-1 on the sac fly from Roberto Campos. So first lead in the series for West Michigan. Anderson, by the way, scurried up from second to third to tag as well. So they're at the corners with two outs. And here is the Lugnut killer, Isaac Pacheco. The pitch. It's a bouncing ball foul. First base side, strike one. Pacheco, the lefty. Second lefty in the order today for the Whitecaps. Second and the third, one of three, with Jarvis and Clark. The pitch. That is at the bottom of the zone, inside corner. No balls, two strikes, says Jabril Jeter Abdullah.
Two home runs for Pacheco against Lansing 2022. Last year in 19 games, four doubles, two triples, five homers, and he knocked in 17.
Duccio, two pitch. In on the hands, jammed out to shallow left center field, dunks down base hit. Into score comes Anderson, a three-run third inning for West Michigan. Second time through the order has paid difficult for Mitch Myers.
Think about the quickness of the hands needed. 94 in tight. And he brought the hands in. And he inside out of that ball into left center.
And didn't get a ton on it, but just got enough. Fisted it out there. So Pacheco continues to haunt Lansing. He's 2-for-2 with an RBI. West Michigan now bringing their eighth batter to the plate and Luke Gold. All of a sudden, that one-run lead that had Lansing feeling good now has them down two runs. First and second, two outs. The pitch, right-hander bounces over to Yamauchi. He's got it, long flip to second, gets there in time to T.J. Schofield-Sam before Pacheco slides in. Big half inning, though, for West Michigan. They get three hits, a walk, and three runs. Tack on one more, four hits for West Michigan in that third inning. We head to the bottom of the third, 3-1 Whitecaps over the Locos.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
West Michigan strikes in a big way, a three-run third inning. So we bring you back to Jackson Field. Thanks so much for spending your Tuesday evening with us in mid-August. Just under a month left to go in the regular season. We are speeding through towards the end of the 2024 season. Here's Mason Englert to begin the third. Down low, ball one. So the rehabbing Mason Englert, we thought would potentially get one. We thought would potentially get two. Well, he's going to at least get to start in the third against the top of the order. The pitch, Johnny Butler takes it up high. Two balls, no strikes. Lansing did get a run against him in the second. The first two reached. A walk to Mann, a base hit to Nankill. A little flare shot, and a wild pitch scored a run. 2-0. On the outside, here the home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah. Yell ball down there on the 92-mile-an-hour fastball out. 3-0 pitch to Butler. Right across the chute, belt high, strike one. Just two hits so far for the Nuts. Six for West Michigan, four coming in the top of this third inning. Pitch home. That comes right in. Bottom of the zone, strike two. Johnny Butler flied out to left in his first at bat, but hit it pretty well. Stevenson caught it just in front of the track out there. Beautiful evening for baseball. The pitch, high hopping ball over towards second. Jumps up for Anderson, throws it over to first. One down. It is Connor Holden that's warming in the bullpen for West Michigan, which means Englert, we'll see if he gets through three. Here's Ryan Lasko. Pitch home. A little bit inside. Top of the zone. Ball one. West Michigan 3. Lansing 1. The bottom of the third inning. Tacos and Tall Boys Tuesday evening. Pitch home. Check swing from Lasko. Did he go around? It was called a ball and sustained a ball. Justin Hopkins said he didn't offer down the first baseline.
Mason Englert is 6'4". That's tall enough.
The pitch home. That's on the outer edge. Strike one. Are you insinuating you think he might like tall boys?
I was wondering if you wanted a taco.
To go with the tall boy that he is. Tall man. Pitch home. That's in there. Fastball. Strike two. You see, Luke Mann is just a man. Englert is a tall man. 2-2. Off speed and just missed on that outer edge. Boy, that is right there again. Lasko stays up, though, and a 3-2 pitch upcoming to the right-hander. Right-hander throws on the ground, down the third base side. That's fair as it skips towards foul territory and caroms off the wall to Stevenson. Lasko speeds to second. Extra base hit tonight for the first time for the Locos, thanks to Ryan Lasko. A sharp liner that bounced its way just inside the third base bag and just beyond Isaac Pacheco. And that right there will do it for Mason Engler. So kind of a tough exit for him because it looked like on the pitch prior it was strike three. Didn't quite get the call. It was right there on the edge. And a pitch later, Lasko knocks him out, but all things considered, gives up three hits. Does give up the one run, but it was on a wild pitch. He looked pretty good tonight. The stuff, good fastball, good changeup. Did earn one strikeout against Will Simpson, who has been arguably Lansing's most consistent hitter all season long as well.
I think the big thing for him is the continued good health. Testing himself against harder competition after moving up from Lakeland, but on his way up to Toledo, and he hopes the Detroit Tigers once again by season's end.
Well, I would imagine if he can pitch well, he's going to make his way up to the Tigers because they could certainly use some more arms. They have had multiple openers throughout their quote-unquote starting rotation, especially since they hit the trade deadline and made that deal with the Dodgers. Get rid of one of their big arms that was starting in Jack Flaherty. So I certainly think Englert is a guy that they would love to see get back up to the big leagues before this season ends.
That's where I get curious about a guy that they just acquired from the Toronto Blue Jays organization in Troy Watson.
Nutty.
We are partial to our former Lansing Mugnuts.
Love that guy. All right, so Jared Dickey is set to face Connor Holden. He is the new righty in that we just mentioned was warming in the pen. 6'5", 240.
Tall boy.
Yes, indeed. 26 years old, too. Out of Estero, Florida.
You know what Connor's middle name is?
Holden.
Celek. C-E-L-E-K. Does that sound familiar?
Sure. The pitch. That's a little bit down low. Ball one to Jared Dickey. 3-1 West Michigan. Bottom three here. Michigan State Capitol.
Garrett Celek, not all that far away, played football for Michigan State Spartans.
Oh, okay.
Brett Celek, NFL tight end. Cousins.
1-0. That's foul back. No, there's no relation to Kurt. He's the other Spartan, Jesse. Come on now. Righty-lefty matchup. The pitch. Shot out towards left field, up in the air. Stevenson is going back and reaches up just in front of the track. It makes the catch, stops, and rifles it in. Good inside-out swing by Dickey. Just didn't quite have enough on it to get all the way over Stevenson's head. Otherwise, Lasko scoring easy. Two outs.
We've talked about how the Whitecaps play their outfielders medium to shallow. That puts a lot of pressure on these guys. And Seth Stevenson has been up for every challenge defensively.
Well, now here comes Will Simpson. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch home. Slider outside. Simpson struck out in his first at-bat. Most of the swings we saw from him that were productive in Midland were sent the opposite way. He had many wall balls out to right field. And Dow Diamond, 1-0 pitch. Tangled back off the backstop. Strike one.
I think that was a reflection of how he was pitched. The whole series, they just kept on trying to work him away.
And a good little report there to write down. Any scouts that saw, he can take the ball anywhere with power. 1-1 pitch. Inside. Two balls and a strike on Simpson. Home run leader for the Nuts. 14 this year. Him and Henry Bolte. Bolte getting promoted up to Double A. Those two have been the big swingers consistently throughout this season. 2-1. That slides away, and Simpson a favorable 3-1 count with Lasko at second. Two outs in this third inning. The Nuts just giving up the three runs in the top of the inning to give them their first deficit in this series. The opener against the Whitecaps. Holden holds, throws home. And that changeup just misses at the top of the zone. Ball four. It's right there. Holden doesn't get the call. First and second, two outs.
It's one of those that I think accidentally clipped the zone. That changeup did not go where he wanted it to go. But
it's a fastball. It's a strike, but it's kind of floated up there. Looked like it was a little bit taller than what it was. Here's the lefty, Luke Mann. Holden throws. That sips in the outer edge. Back to the fastball at 91. Strike one. Mann walked in his first at-bat. So a little threat here from Lansing after giving up the three runs. They've got first and second, two outs. Again, can they come through with runners in scoring position, though? The 0-1 pitch. That's outside. Jesse, my favorite thing to ask you. What half inning has Lansing been most productive in this year?
It's the third inning.
Ah. And we are in?
The bottom of the third.
Thank you, sir. Jesse gets it.
See you tomorrow.
1-1. It's a bouncing ball off the side of the mound. Tips over towards the shortstop. Jarvis over in the second base position and fires it to Gold just before Mann can get there. That went off the edge of the glove to Holden. And then rolled off to the right of the mound to the second base position to Anderson, but Jarvis already sliding that way, had the better look, and the Lugnuts rally is killed. Two runners left stranded. We head to the fourth, 3-1, West Michigan.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the fourth inning we go, and here's the first pitch, whacked out to deep center field. Lasko is going back, tracking, it's over his head, one hops against the wall. Jim Jarvis is speeding around first. He is into second. 102 off the bat, 381 feet to center field over the speedy Ryan Lasko. Welcome to the fourth inning, number four, Jim Jarvis. And the early attack against Mitch Myers that we saw in the third starts again in the fourth.
Tried a first pitch fastball at him, but usually we've seen that Myers fastball 92, 93, that one there, just 90 miles an hour. And he turned it around.
Here is this West Michigan team that is red hot again coming in. And their offense has picked up since they obviously added Max Clark at the top of the order. They had McGonigal. He's been down on the IL, but they get Pacheco back. They went in and they just won 5 of 6 against Beloit. Won 7 in their last 8. Here's Patrick Lee from the right side. 3-1 Whitecaps, righty. Righty the pitch. Slides it on the outer edge. Strike one. It's a beautiful night for baseball. Just under 80 degrees at first pitch. It's dropping down to the mid-70s. Mid-August night. 0-1 pitch. Shot up in the air. Foul first base side. Light wind as well, about 5 miles an hour. And a good crowd here for Tacos and Tall Boys. $5 tacos and 16-ounce Tall Boys. That's been every Tuesday at Jackson Field this year for a Copa de la Diversión to see the Lansing Locos. The pitch, fastball is up and in. Showed it to him. Patrick Lee stayed away, 1-2. Tomorrow, don't forget, it is an early game. Jesse, set your alarm, will you?
Okay, I'm on it.
1:05 start for a Dog Days of Summer. Bring the doggos out. It is an early one, so maybe get out of work, come down and enjoy some baseball. 1-2. It's down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It is also a summer fun day, so bring the four-legged friends. We welcome local camps, businesses, and more. They've got special stations and bowls for the dogs as well, so we're ready for them. 2-2. Breaking ball is up. 3 balls, 2 strikes. West Michigan in front, 3-1. They would love to take a 1-0 lead heading into a Dog Days of Summer tomorrow. That afternoon game. Time call. Jabril Jeter Abdullah, the home plate umpire, letting you know. Then we've got a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday on Thursday. Yeah, Thirsty Thursday is, in fact, on a Thursday. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew it by him. Middle, right down the chute. And the 92-mile-an-hour fastball is in there for strikeout number 3 for Myers. Well, that's got to feel good for Myers, because he has had some fastballs turned around on him. But that one is the big swing and a miss. Now here's Seth Stevenson, the 9-hitter. Bottom of the order has delivered against Myers. Hard hit baseballs from 7, 8, and 9. Pitch home. Check swing tapper off the front facing of the Lugnuts dugout railing. Jim Jarvis doubled. In his first at bat in the second, though, he had that line out to center and then was doubled off. And Patrick Lee singled in the third. He just struck out. Seth Stevenson singled. First pitch he saw in the third. Here's the second pitch. Instead is Myers spinning around, taking a look back at Jarvis. So just on top of the Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, coming up in a couple of days, $3 domestic, $5 craft. Also have Olive Burger Night. 0-1. Check swing. Is that in there? Yes, it was, but it was not called. Ball and a strike. It is also Lansing Facts Night on Thursday, even though we're spitting facts here for you on a Tuesday. I'm trying. The pitch. Bouncing ball. Weakly hit over towards short. Sweeping to his right as Yamauchi throws on the run. Stretching up the line is Simpson at first. He's got it. Jarvis had to hold at second. 2 outs. Here comes the number one prospect to the Tigers' org, Max Clark, the 19-year-old. Olive Burgers originated in Lansing. Figured that out last year when we, of course, had the Olive Burger Eating Contest. Awesome Olive Burger baseball-themed unis that the Lugnuts will wear. Last year we had Joey Chestnut here, right there, Jesse, on the top of the third base dugout. He sat and demolished Olive Burger after Olive Burger, mayonnaise, and all the good and extra sauces that I'm sure make that a little bit more difficult to eat than just a plain hot dog. He won the eating contest. Ready lefty matchup, two out, one on. The pitch, Clark smacks it foul third base side towards the Pepsi porch. That is strike one. And those Olive Burger jerseys will then be auctioned off as well. We talked about this last year, but eventually Lansing is known for a bacon cheeseburger. We got to have a bacon cheeseburger night as well. Sometime in the future, I'm going to work Zach Clark on that one. 0-1, here's a high hopper towards second. On the second hop, it's weighted on. Schofield Sam has it. Shallow right. Swings it to first just before the speedy Clark gets there. And that will do it. Doesn't look like he's had many Olive Burgers recently with the way Max Clark is moving. But we are done here in the top of the fourth, and we are moving to the bottom of the fourth. West Michigan 3, Lansing 1.
Como la luna y el sol.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone.
Los girasoles nunca dejan de girar.
Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Back to downtown Lansing, where Jesse was not born and raised. We bring you back to Jackson Field. Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-1 West Michigan leads. First pitch to Nate Nankill. That's on the inside corner, strike one. We were singing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song in the commercial break.
That's what folks do in the middle of the fourth inning.
The 0-1. That's a little bit inside. You see, if you ever go to Horrocks, go visit West Lansing. There's other spots out there. Is the giraffe still up there? The pitch. That's fouled back in on the hands on Nankill. Strike two. You love the giraffe. On top of the gas station Target?
Yes. Not Target, Meijer. It's the Meijer giraffe.
Oh, it's Meijer. Lansing facts would not.
You got to know this. And when you walk into that Meijer, there's another giraffe inside.
There's a whole zoo over there of giraffes at that Meijer. 1-2 pitch. That's outside. Not to be confused with Mitch Meijer's, although most Michiganders, unfortunately, will put the S on Meijer. I don't understand it at all. 2-2 pitch. That's inside. Kroger's, Meijer's. What are we doing, guys? I love you all the same.
These are your people.
3-2. It's a weakly hit ball towards short. Jarvis to his left. Oh, he missed it. Right in the left field under the mitt. He's got to go track it down. Nankill is speeding to second. He's sliding in. Safe the call. Anderson's tag was late. Oh, a massive mistake right there from Jarvis. He just picked his head up, it seems, and didn't get the glove all the way down. And the error turns into a two-bag error. Great heads-up play by Nate Nankill.
That's a rare miscue by Jarvis, whom we have seen is an outstanding defensive shortstop. But how about the hustle by Nankill? He wouldn't immediately think of as a burner.
But you now think of him as a heady player after getting over to second. Here's TJ Schofield-Zamp from the left. Lefty holding throws. And that's in there. Strike one. I should say Joe Adametz, welcome to the game. Expected starter tonight has now entered. The pitch. This is bounced over towards first base. Backhand to the right by Gould. Underhand flip. Adametz tagging the bag, touching it in time just before Schofield-Zamp gets there. Nankill advances to third. So good play. Welcome to the game. So Adametz, the lefty, 6'5", 190, 14th rounder in 2022, out of Pennsylvania. Trying to keep this a 3-1 lead for West Michigan. Here comes Casey Amucci trying to deliver with one out. Runner at third. A pinch. High bouncer off the plate. Weakly hit towards second. This will score the run. Charging Anderson. Throws to first. It's late. RBI single. Casey Yamauchi. He smacked the ball off the plate, and it took forever to come down. And then it bounced a couple of times before Anderson could get there. And Yamauchi used his speed to make this a one-run game. How about that? Great to have Casey Amucci back after he missed a few days with a nagging injury. Here's Cole Kahn. First pitch in there, strike one.
A little bit of redemption, too. Runner at third, one out, just like he had two innings ago. Couldn't bring in his teammate back in the second inning. Could do so right here in the fourth.
0-1 pitch. That's inside, and that ends his string of tough luck to open this series, just as Lansing closed the last series with runners in scoring position. Nuts now 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position and only down by a run here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch. On the inside corner, bottom of the zone with the fastball. Strike two from Joe Adametz. So again, he was the scheduled starter, but a rehab performance from Mason Engler. And Connor Holden from the pen. The pitch. There goes Yamauchi. Basically a shielded check swing right there by Kahn. Gets a piece to stay alive. It's coming in. Third time pitching against Lansing for Adametz. First pitch back on June 28th. Went 4 2/3, gave up 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned with 4 walks and a strikeout. Then pitched against the Nuts on July 25th. 5 innings, 8 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch. On the ground, weakly hit towards short. Jarvis charges, flips to second for one. Relay back to first. Double play. 6-4-3, inning-ending double play. And maybe we'll give you trivia in the fifth inning. But we do get a run here in the fourth inning thanks to the RBI infield single from Yamauchi and the error by Jim Jarvis that scored Nate Nankill. 3-2 West Michigan. Back with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler after this.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Three runs for West Michigan in the top of the third inning, one for the Locos in the second, one more in the fourth. And now we go to the fifth inning. Mitch Myers back to the mound. Deals to Max Anderson of the Whitecaps, whose team is up by a run. Lifts the first pitch high in the air, twisting deep down the right field line, but foul. Home run distance. Strike one. When the Whitecaps first arrived here in Lansing, Michigan earlier this year, Anderson had a two-homer, and by that I mean two-run homer kind of game. Showed off massive power. Out of Nebraska. Here's the pitch. Takes a called strike from Myers. Changeup. Today, Anderson is 0 for 2. With a ground out to third, a fielder's choice. Had one of those three runs scored in the third inning. The pitch. Line drive over the leaping second baseman Schofield. Sam, base hit right center. Gobbled up by Lasko, gets it in. Leadoff single for Anderson. And on an 0-2 pitch to boot. Well, Mitch Myers is now allowed 8 base hits. And he takes on the switch hitting 3-hole hitter, Tyron Lorenzo. Lorenzo is 21 years of age. Batting left. Nobody out. Cats up 3-2 in the fifth. The pitch. He popped it up. Towering. Left side. Foul ground. Will it stay in play? It falls untouched right in front of the Whitecaps dugout. Call Kahn was over. Luke Mann was calling. Kahn was closest. And the Whitecaps were spectators. Strike one for Lorenzo.
Well, and so were Mann and Kahn. They got, a little crossed up there on who was potentially going to get it. Kahn had the look like better opportunity, even though he's coming at a different angle. But missed chance right there to get a good bat out of the box.
Instead, Lorenzo is singled and drawn a bases-loaded walk. Fresh life. Myers fires. Strike two called. Fastball at the knees. Shortstop Yamauchi up the middle. Third baseman man to the shortstop hole. Brief time granted to Lorenzo. And then right back in. White batting gloves. Waving that bat above his head. The pitch. High fly ball, deep right field. This one's on its way and gone. On the right field berm. Right after his foul pop landed untouched. He lands the fly out of the Dean Trailways billboard. His second Whitecaps homer. His ninth home run here in High A. And this is a two-run shot for a 5-2 Whitecaps lead.
Well, it's an 0-2 pitch again, and that thing was rocked.
10th home run given up this year by Myers. And now Roberto Campos. Down low, ball one. 9 hits, 5 runs allowed by Myers and 4 innings plus 2 batters.
Every time Lansing gets a run, West Michigan comes back and gets multiple runs.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. A ground ball sizzling to shortstop into the glove of Yamauchi. Throw to first and out number 1. Well, a special message from the man in charge of all ticket sales with the Lansing Locos / Lugnuts, Nick Bertoia. Calling all 2024 Lansing Lugnut season ticket holders. As we move into the back half of our 2024 season, it's never too early to start looking ahead to 2025. 2025 season ticket renewals are officially live. Isaac Pacheco takes a ball low. If you renew your season tickets by August the 26th, you will have the opportunity to enjoy a game from the suite level either August 27th or August 28th. 5-2 Whitecaps leading top of the fifth inning. A ball went offering. Swing and a miss. Pacheco's 2-for-2, two singles. His last one, an RBI single. To renew your season tickets, you can explore your updated packages and benefits for 2025, and you can get your opportunity to watch one of our August games from the suite level. So contact Dylan, season memberships manager. The pitch, down and in, ball two. You can call Dylan up, 517-827-2582. That's 517-827-2582. Or email him. The pitch, a line drive out to left center field. Last goes on the run. It's down for a base hit, one hopping high off the wall. Pacheco heads for second. Left fielder Butler spins and gets it in. A double for Pacheco. 3-for-3 in his return from the IL. They continue to hit Mitch Myers with authority. Email address, by the way, for Dylan is drokosz@lansinglugnuts.com. So renew your season ticket packages by August 26th, and you get the chance to enjoy a Lugnuts game from the suite level on either August 27th or August 28th. Pitching coach Don Chulzy out to the mound.
Dylan Rokus. I didn't know how to say his last name until today, Jesse. He's got a tricky one.
Yeah, it is. But working with Dylan, and we were working with Nick Bertoia because we had to make sure that we let you know when this went live. And Adam, I believe that it is officially live as of today.
Love it. Good stuff.
Single, homer, ground out, double for the Whitecaps here on the top of the fifth inning against Mitch Myers. Their offense has come in and looked great. Here's Luke Gold, 0-for-2 with a pop out to second on a fielder's choice. Up 5-2 out, hitting the Lugnuts 10-4. One out, runner at second base. Righty to righty. Gold takes ball one inside. The director of hitting for the Tigers minor league system is Kenny Graham. This is under baseball operations. If that name sounds familiar, former Lansing Lugnuts coach. The pitch inside. Kenny Graham has made quite the name for himself. Left the Lugnuts. Left the Blue Jays organization, because when he was a coach with the Lugnuts, that was under the Blue Jays umbrella. 2-0. And there's a called strike from Myers on the slider. He went from Lugnuts head coach to joining the Tigers organization. And then after that, he joined the Brewers organization and came right back to the Tigers. Here's the pitch. Fly ball center field. Ryan Lasko goes back. He has room in front of the track. Makes the catch. Pacheco tags. Pacheco for third. No relay. Simply a fly out to center for Gold. Two outs. Adam, Kenny Graham was the Lugnuts hitting coach in 2012, 2013. Let's see. 2015 as well. So 3 years with the Lugnuts, 2012, 2013, 2015. If those years sound familiar, Jim Jarvis steps in, and he chops the first pitch out towards shortstop, grabbed by Yamauchi, goes to first, side retired. Well, I'll tell you which hitters. Well, he was in Lansing that Kenny Graham had the chance to work with. Now overseeing all of the Tigers hitters, and though they strand Pacheco at third, Tyrone Lorenzo's two-run homer has given the Whitecaps a 5-2 lead halfway to the house from Jackson Field.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's 5-2 West Michigan. To the bottom of the fifth inning, Kyle Lorenzo's two-run homer applying some insurance. Joe Adamitz throws. Hits the outside corner, called strike one to Johnny Butler. Butler, Lasko, and Dickey, 1-2-3 against the southpaw. Hands over the head. Here it is. Down and away. Johnny Butler is 0-2 with a fly out to left and a ground out to second. A ball and a strike and the Lansing leadoff hitter. Lasko and Dickey to follow. The pitch runs inside. In the top half of this inning, I mentioned that Kenny Graham is in town. The director of hitting within baseball operations, the ops department for the Detroit Tigers. Watching this game as a member and really with the West Michigan Whitecaps. Here's the pitch. A tapper foul off to the right side. Well, Kenny Graham, 12 years ago, was the Lansing Lugnuts hitting coach. And the future major leaguers on that Lugnuts team included Kevin Pillar, John Birdie, and Carlos Perez. Got ball foul off to the right. There were some major league pitchers, too, whom you might have heard of. Like a Noah Syndergaard, you know, that kind. Two balls, two strikes, the deal. Down and in. Count is full. I was talking to Kenny earlier today, Adam, about how this is Kevin Pillar's final season. He has announced that he is going to be retiring. A payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike him out with a fastball in. Now the first strikeout for Adamitz. Ryan Lasko, 5-2, Lansing trails. The pitch, a ground ball to third, gloved by Pacheco. Throws to first, two outs. The 2015 Lugnuts team that Kenny Graham served as the hitting coach. I mean, that team had Rowdy Tellez, Danny Jansen, Tim LaCastro, and more. Ryan McBroom. Jared Dickey takes a ball outside. But 2012 and 2015, we're talking about two of the great years in the history of the Lansing Lugnuts when it comes to regular season success. A 1-0. A bouncing ball over the pitcher. Shortstop Jarvis charges, grabs, transfers. Though is in time to first base. And just that quickly, the Lugnuts offense goes down. 1-2-3 go the 1-2-3 hitters. We're going to the sixth inning. Sixth inning slang is coming up, as supplied by Nate Miller. Lugnuts down, I should say the Lansing Locos are down 5-2 to West Michigan.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Onward into the sixth inning, Whitecaps leading the Lansing Locos 5-2. Let's begin right here. A line drive base hit in the left field for Patrick Lee, the DH. Johnny Butler gets it in. Lead off single West Michigan. And Mitch Myers allows another hit today. Not only another hit, another leadoff base hit. Because after the first inning when Max Clark struck out, and the second inning leadoff single Pacheco, and the third inning leadoff single Patrick Lee, the fourth inning leadoff double Jarvis, and the fifth inning leadoff single Anderson. And now here in the sixth, it's Lee, who is on with tons of speed for Seth Stevenson. Righty, righty. Lee takes off. The pitch is high. Throw down to second base. The tag. They got him. Base umpire Justin Hopkins took his time. Tag applied by second baseman Schofield Sam. Lee caught trying to steal for just the second time in 21 attempts. One away. How about that for an eventful first two pitches of this inning?
That's what Cole Kahn will do for you.
Yes. What can the Kahn man do for you? Seth Stevenson, step in. One for two with a single and a run scored. That's his 53rd run scored in his 90th game. A kick in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider. Your sixth inning slang today is janitor throw, as applied by Nate Miller. What is a janitor throw? The pitch. Fastball runs inside. I'm so glad that Nate introduced me to this term. That's part of the fun of sixth inning slang, is just working our way through baseball lingo. From way back when, from a century ago, or from right around the corner. A 2-1. A chopper hit to short. Two bounces down. Yamauchi firing to first to get the speedy Stevenson. Two gone. Adam, have you heard of gender throw before Nate used it?
I had not.
Okay. So answer coming up in the bottom half of this inning. 5-2 Whitecaps lead. Myers is one out away from facing the minimum in a scoreless sixth inning. Myers delivers. Max Clark fouls it back. Lucky number 13. Batting number one in the order. One for three with a single and a run scored. So that batting average is now 297. 16th game with the Whitecaps. There's a youngster down below calling out to him. Clark takes a ball low. When we were in West Michigan, he was a celebrity. An honest-to-goodness rock star. See the fans throng him wherever he went. Hopefully, umpire Jabril Jeter Abdullah said, hang on, let me put these balls in my hip pockets. All right, we ready? We're ready. Action up in the Lansing pen. At the 1-1 pitch. Of the letters.
Hey, hey, Max, you want to be a rock star?
Felt a little bit like traveling around 2017 with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. A hitter's count. Had a foul back over the screen. Wherever we would go, there would be folks flocking to the bus, flocking to Vladdy. Adam knows this feeling very well. Wherever he goes with Central Michigan, there are people going, where's Adam Jaxa?
That is a bold-faced lie.
Two outs, nobody on. 2-2. Look, it's a high fly to medium depth left. In fact, a little shallow for Johnny Butler. Makes the catch. Side retired. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Six innings full from Mitch Myers here today. 11 hits, 5 runs. Finishes strong. Lugnuts trail the Whitecaps by 5-2 score.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Entering the bottom of the sixth inning, Whitecaps left-hander Joe Adamans with a 5-2 lead. Takes on the Locos middle of the order. Simpson, Mann, Mankill. Will Simpson begins things. 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a walk. Cleanup hitter in the order. Aligned on the pitch. Starts him off with a called strike at the knees. Fastball from Adamans is 90 miles an hour. Infield is back. On the pitch. A line drive over the shortstop. Jarvis, base hit left field. Seth Stevenson plays it in. Leadoff single for Lansing. So Lansing now has one hit in all but one inning. In the first inning, a Dickey single. In the second inning, a Nankill single. In the third inning, a Lasco double. In the fourth inning, a Yamauchi RBI single. Nobody reached in the fifth. Simpson singles here in the sixth. But they have no more than one hit. Luke Mann turns away from ball one. Down by 3 runs. Could be worse. Whitecaps out hitting the Lugnuts 11-5. Lefty to lefty. Outside ball two. Your sixth inning slang today, janitor throw. Right from Nate Miller. A 2-0, and that missed outside. So, Nate, as you explained it, you got to clean it up, right? All right, I'll translate that on the air. There's the 3-0 pitch, and that's called a strike on the outside corner, off the shadow zone. Nate, a janitor throw. Here's the headset. Ryan Lasco utilizes the janitor throw when he throws the ball in, trying to cut down a runner. Pitch. A bouncing ball off the glove of first baseman Gold, right to Max Anderson. On her hands, back to Gold in time. 3-4-3. Man is out. Simpson to second. Couldn't have planned it any better if they had tried. One away for Nate Nankill. All right. So, Nate, a janitor throw, if you would please.
A janitor throw is when the outfielder makes a real big throw, gunning it to one of the bases, lets his body fall onto the ground, putting all his power behind it, and it's called a janitor throw because he's trying to clean up the stuff that's trying to run on
him. Nate Mankill takes the ball outside. Thank you, Nate.
Always.
Ryan Lasco, when he throws the ball, that's what he does. When the ball player throws the ball and falls down in the act of throwing, Ryan Lasco throws himself right out of his feet. 1-0. Mankill swings and misses. Nate, give me a thumbs up if you were a guy who did the janitor throw when you played. Thumbs up. There it is.
Here I was just thinking it was a running dive.
1 out, runner in scoring position. Lefty to righty. Nankill swings and yokes it out to left field. Stevenson goes back, but that ball's over his head, one hopping high off the fence. Simpson's around to score. And Nankill takes his spot at second with an RBI double. Whitecaps 5, Locos 3. Third straight two-hit game for Nate Nankill. It's his third double, and it's his fifth RBI.
A Nankill shot right there. Good swing out to left field. Lansing, couple of extra base hits tonight. They needed a run rally to get back into this thing, and maybe that gets them started here.
Now TJ Schofield Sam. It's gone single, ground out, double. Lefty to lefty. Adam it sets. Throws. Broke it across the outside corner for a called strike. Couple of outs on the ground for TJ. Native Canadians grounded out to second and grounded out to first. He has great power. The pitch down and away.
With that comes great responsibility.
I mean, so I've heard. Usually we need to hear that from an umpire. On the out-of-town scoreboard, the Detroit Tigers are hammering the Seattle Mariners about an hour and a half away to the east, 15-1. The pitch. Schofield Sam drives it foul off the left side. 1-2.
I was going to say, they just beat them up on the west side.
Yes. Kerry Carpenter out at Comerica. A couple of home runs since getting activated. Rogers is homered. Urshela is homered. Javi Baez is homered. One in the first, four in the third, six in the fourth, four in the sixth. They knocked around George Kirby. 1-2 pitch from Adamitz. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the breaker down and away. Second strikeout for Joe Adamitz. Second out of the home sixth.
They get like free curly fries or something if they hit a couple home runs. Is that right?
Well, if that's the case, then it's going to be more than a couple of curly fries to go around.
Maybe it's a Little Caesar's slice of pie or something.
Tarek Skubal, 9 strikeouts, 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. All in a day's work. Here it's 5-3 Whitecaps. Had a called strike to Casey Yamauchi, the shortstop. Yamauchi's last time up, an RBI single. Played at Nate Nankill. Here he is right now. Nankill, the runner at second base, 2 outs. Lefty to righty. Yamauchi swings and misses the hook down and in. Nothing and 2. By the way, good things afoot as well for the Oakland A's. Jay Langoliers is a 3-run homer. I'm sorry, Adam. Bangaliers.
Thank you.
They're leading the Mets 7-1 in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Yamauchi strikes out swinging. Down and in with that hook. Adamitz whiffs 2 in a row after the Nankill RBI double. And he sends us to the 7th inning. But Nate Nankill drives in Will Simpson to bring the Locos 1 run closer. 5-3 Whitecaps. Adam Jackson coming right back with a call.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
A
Off to the seventh inning we go from Jackson Field, coming up on 9 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. Lugnuts have trimmed the lead to just two for West Michigan, but every time Lansing has scored a solo tally tonight, West Michigan has come right back and gotten multi-runs. In the next half inning, Max Anderson leads off the pitch home. And that's too tall, supposedly, from the new lefty, Garrett Irvin. That thing showing right there at the top of the zone. Didn't get the call. 6-foot, 185-pounder. Throws again. Breaking ball dumped in there beautifully. This time at the bottom of the zone. Strike one. Irvin out of Corona, California. Undrafted in 2022. Throws. Bottom of the zone. 2-1. Jesse Ever lose things, or maybe lose sight of things, forget things.
Can a bird fly?
Well, yes. The pitch, breaking ball is outside. Most of them can.
We're not talking about penguins.
We're not talking about baby birds that fall out of the nest here at Jackson Field.
Sorry, bad memory for you.
Yeah. 3-1 pitch. Launched up in the air, right field side, foul territory, fading away towards the original Oakfield bleachers, and that is where the baseball lands. And a youngster trekking his way up the stairs to capture the souvenir. Well, I didn't forget trivia in the fourth. I just ran out of time. There was a double play, and double plays just kind of kill vibes. Rally killers, they're half-inning killers, and trivia question killers. So we're going to give it to you in the seventh. The pitch, that's low and inside, ball four. So Max Anderson reaches to open up this seventh inning. So we're going to go off script tonight. Not like there is a script anyway for us, but we usually do trivia in the bottom of the fourth. With the Lansing seeing Max Clark for the first time, and that is the city of Lansing, because of course the Lugnuts saw Max Clark when he got promoted back in the end of July in West Michigan. Here's Tyrone Lorenzo, lefty righty. Irvin throws home, misses up high, ball one. Whitecaps 5, Lugnuts 3, top 7. Max Clark is the youngest player on West Michigan's team, just 19 years old. Birthday will be coming up here in December of 21st. Give him 20. The pitch. That's at the bottom of the zone, inside corner, strike one. So, question as simple as this. Who is Lansing's youngest current player on their roster? That's your trivia question tonight. Who is the current youngest player on the Lansing Lugnuts roster? Irvin set the 1-1. A little bit low, 2-1. If you have time, you know, we'll go bottom eight tonight for the trivia answer. Give you a couple half innings. jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com is the email address. Send in your responses. We'll get you that answer in the bottom of the eighth. 2-1 pitch. It's a kick back. Foul. And that hops right down there behind home plate. Bat boy goes to retrieve. Lorenzo's had a good night, and he is looking like a good trade for the Tigers org and that Jack Flaherty deal with the Dodgers. Single, RBI walk, and then a two-run bomb to right, his second with West Michigan. Ninth on the year. 2-2 pitch. Low and inside.
Really a fascinating thing when he was picked up as part of that trade, because all of us Midwestlickers had seen him play for Great Lakes.
Yeah, didn't really have to go far, did he? From the Dodgers' High A affiliate, the Loons up in Midland, to, you call that about a two-hour drive over there to West Michigan?
It depends on construction.
Yeah, true. Which we know is fluid right now. The pitch launched up in the air, shallow left field, to his left. Butler trying to find it. He doesn't. Now Lasko trying to find it. Butler has it, and it drops behind Lasko. Both outfielders lost it in the lights, and that's how you know you're running good. Tyrone Lorenzo is safe. Up to second goes Anderson. What a tough sitch right there for Butler and Lasko. Just had no idea where it was. They both put their arms out. saying, I don't know where it is.
That was a major league fly. Left our atmosphere at one point. They'd figure somebody has to run over and bail them out. There's no clouds. Had to have been lost in the lights, right?
Here's Roberto Campos from the right side. The lefty, Irvin, throws zone. It's at the bottom of the zone. No question about it. We've seen the lights play tricks sometimes on the outfielders here. But boy, it seems like it happens to Lansing's players more than anybody else. One-oh pitch. Lifted deep. Right field. Dickey is going back. He is just in front of the track. To his right, makes the catch. And hoists the ball into second base. Up to third goes Anderson. There is the first out for Garrett Irvin. So instead of two outs and a runner at first, it is one out and a runner at first and third. Lorenzo now 3-for-3. Three hits and the walk. He's knocked in three. And this following up again his 4-for-4 night that he had on Friday against Beloit, where he hit his first home run as a West Michigan Whitecap.
You know, if Anderson hadn't been on base, he lands at second, and he's a triple away from the cycle.
Pitch home. That's foul back. Isaac Pacheco is the man up. He's 3-for-3 tonight. Wouldn't that have been something? One of those weird fly ball singles to shallow left center field. But you don't see that in the box score. You'll just see Lorenzo to this point. 3-for-3 with a walk and three knocked in. 0-1 pitch. Bottom of the zone. This is why you can't miss a game, Jesse. You have to tune in, pay attention to what's going on. You can't just be a box score reader. Don't cheat the system. Was that a good season ticket read that I just did there?
That'll work.
Unprompted. Dylan Rokish is the man in sales. You can find him on LansingLugnuts.com. Give him a call. Send him an email. Blow him up. 1-1 pitch. Tapping ball foul from the lefty. Isaac Pacheco, one ball, two strikes.
Dylan told me a story down below today. He said years ago when he was in high school, he wrote to me, broadcaster of Lansing. And he said, hey, I want to be a broadcaster. What should I do? And I apparently wrote him back and I said, put a game on, mute it, broadcast it, record yourself, see how that goes. And he said he did it. He said he listened back, he sounded terrible, and he decided he would never, ever broadcast again.
Oh. 1-2 pitch. That's outside. Slider he didn't chase. Thought about it. And we're even. Two balls and two strikes. Nobody sounds good the first time.
Or the second time.
Or the first, like, 50 times.
Yes, we're all terrible. You just have to do it.
You have to do it. You have to get out of your comfort zone. And you have to accept how terrible your voice sounds.
But now the man is making real money in sales.
Yeah, he is. Runner at first and third with one out. The pitch launched up in the air. Left field side, foul territory. Man gives chase. And he runs that one before it heads into the seats. All right, bounded down to a fan to come up with. Well, how about that? See, impacting individuals all across here at Jackson Field. Two, two. That's down low.
By the way, the trivia answers have started to come flooding in.
Oh, look at this. See, you know what? Sometimes I just don't give enough credit to the listeners about them staying on schedule even when I'm not. Thanks, guys. Thanks for saying hello to us. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball is whacked foul, third base side. You know, I believe at one time I was in this booth as a younger individual watching you do your thing. Jesse used to record this Lansing Lugnuts minute. And I would come in after the game and he'd be mid-recording. 3-2 pitch. There's a bouncy ball towards first. Foul. I was doing camera work here. And at that point, I had my little breaking point where I'm like, dude, this guy takes no takes, 60 seconds, nails the game recap. I'm like, I don't think I could do that. Definitely not one take. I'm not cut out for this.
Now you're in sales.
3-2 pitch to the lefty from the lefty. Here it is. Breaking ball, foul back. Good battle right here between Irvin and Pacheco. Getting your money's worth right now with this at bat. About ready to see pitch number 9. Pacheco, single, single, double. 5-3. Lansing trails West Michigan at the top of the 7th with still only one out. Double play would get them out of this jam. Irvin's pitch. Breaking ball is hit right at the second baseman. Schofield Sam flips to second. Yamauchi to first. There it is. Double play. 4-6-3. 10 pitches later, the at-bat ends for Pacheco. We'll stretch it out. Bottom 7 is next. 5-3 West Michigan. On a Tuesday, and the regular crowd is shuffling back into their seats after the seventh inning stretch. 5-3 West Michigan, the pitch home, and that is in there. Bottom of the zone, strike one from the lefty, Joe Adamitz. He has looked good from the fourth on. Has given up a couple of runs, but that's been it. Second pitch to Cole Kahn. Down low. Kahn tonight with a grounder into a double play in the fourth, and a fly out to deep center. In the second, Lansing with runs in the second, the fourth, and the sixth. Pitch home. Kahn batting from the right side, takes it outside. Lansing has been out hit 12-6 tonight by West Michigan. A 3-run third and a 2-run fifth for the Whitecaps. Pitch, fastball, outer edge, strike two. First game of the series means the paint on the field is fresh. Lugnuts written in cursive white behind home plate. L-U-G. N-U-T-S, of course, underline. Nuts. 2-2. Over towards short. Ground ball is scooped up by Jarvis. Fires to first. Kahn is out. He slammed his bat a third of the way down the line into the dirt. Wasn't happy with himself. So we go back to the top of the card for Johnny Butler. Got Jackson Field written out in big block, bold white lettering. Now the first and third base lines. And of course the coaches' boxes and the chalk down the first and third line as well. Pitch home. The lefty to the lefty. It's in there, but low. Ball one. Next pitch. That's in tight. Butler raises his elbows out of the way. Two balls, no strikes. 5-3 Whitecaps, bottom 7. Adamitz rocks, kicks, throws. Fastball. Yeah, changed it up actually there on the outer edge. 2-1. He's got three strikeouts since he came in. Working quick. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Barry went back to the fastball. We're even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Butler 0-for-3. He was on a heater, but struggled last week coming back from a small injury. 2-2. That's down low. So far hasn't been able to get going tonight. Lansing has had a couple of extra base hits. Double from Nankill, double from Lasko. That's been it. And there's 6 total hits. 3-2. Swing and a bouncing ball towards first. High hop back behind the bag by Gold. Runs, tags it with his right foot, then hops out of the way. 2 outs. Good pitch right there at the bottom of the zone. So now that brings up Ryan Lasko. Again, this has kind of been the theme for Lugnuts. They've got good offensive players, but still trying to figure out how to produce runs. Since the changes, the additions, the trade deadline, the promotions. Pitch home. Drops in there, top of the zone, strike one. That includes, I still think, big loss is Arribio Angeles. Pitch, that's outside. He was their hitter for average, just got on base so consistently all year. And well-earned promotion up to Double-A Midland. 1-1. That's at the bottom of the zone, a little bit too low. 2-1 on Lasko, he's 1-for-3. You bring in new guys that get bumped up like Lasko and Mankill and Schofield Sam. 2-1, outside. They've got great talent, but just trying to figure out how they fit into this lineup every day and how this team can produce runs. They've been at the top of the league all year. 3-1, that's inside, ball four. Well, that'll help start a rally potentially. Lasko walks. And Lansing brings the tying run to the plate, and Jared Dickey came over in the trade with Kansas City for Lucas Hursek. He has fit into the lineup nicely. Can he produce? He had a big swinging double early in that series against Great Lakes last week. The pitch, lefty swings and a miss, and swings so hard out of his stance. Strike one. Base hit in the first, fly out to left in the third. And a good grounded play by the shortstop Jarvis in the fifth. Go back to first. Lasko is in safe. Whitecaps in front 5-3. The second to last series with West Michigan this year. Nuts wrap up. Pitch, swing and a miss. Up and in at the zone at 88. Finished the season out there at LMCU Ballpark. A lot of battles with the Whitecaps here in the next couple of weeks. Next week, Lansing heads to Quad Cities, and then they come home to take on Fort Wayne and then finish at West Michigan. That is it. 0-2 pitch. Chopping ball, weakly hit towards first, gloved by Gold to his right, turns around, tags the back right foot, and that's it. A walk from Lasko, sandwiched between 2 ground outs to the first baseman Gold. No harm done for Joe Adamitz. The lefties look good. We are heading to the 8th, 5-3 West Michigan.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball.
High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, we're up to the eighth inning. West Michigan leads 5-3 as we bring you back to Jackson Field. Thanks for spending your Tuesday night with us. Remember, we will be back tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon, 105 first pitch. We will be on the air before that. Here's Luke Gold. And the pitch home. Launched up in the air, shallow center field. Lasko is sprinting in, still coming in, and he makes the catch. One down. That was the first pitch that Dylan Hall has thrown as he just entered into the game, the righty, to take over for the lefty, Garrett Irvin. Okay, here is Jim Jarvis, 5-3 Whitecaps, top eight. Pitch home. That's outside. One ball, no strikes. Jesse has just alerted us that...
I just ruined Adams tonight.
Yeah, you did. Not, you didn't ruin it. I just wanted to see. 1-0 pitch. That's inside. Two balls, no strike. I grew up on talk radio. I love talk radio, so I'm a little hot takey at times. And they just came out with the top 30 prospect list updated on MLB Pipeline for everybody. We've been waiting for this day. 2-0 pitch. That's in there. Strike one. This will update the new draft picks that the A's just selected. This will update any A's prospects that have had good seasons here. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Jarvis went down and couldn't come up with that. Here's the biggest omission. Where is Chen? Where's Z? How is he not on this list?
Nowhere to be found.
That's incredibly terrible. The pitch? Swing and a miss. And down goes Jarvis. Great pitch right there by Dylan Hall. That thing ran away from him. Two up, two down for Hall to open up his outing. He blazed through Stockton. He blazed through Lansing this year. And the man from Taiwan is up in Double A. And apparently MLB Pipeline still doesn't know who he is. But we do. Here's Patrick Lee from the right side. The righty Dylan Hall throws home. Line drive out to center field. Dropping base hit. And our prospect talk continues.
But that's why prospect list should be very much taken with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I understand. So Jacob Wilson is number one. He's only played, well, half a game, so he is still considered a prospect. And Jesse had mentioned to us earlier today that he is starting to rehab with Las Vegas at the AAA level. First pick, Nick Kurtz, has slid into the two spot. So welcome, Nick Kurtz. Number two prospect with Stockton right now. The pitch, that's bounce back foul. I'm very excited for Nick Kurtz, Jesse, but I do not think he deserves to be above Luis Morales, who's been in the system and has dominated this year, especially of late. Also, Luis Morales pitched in the Futures game, if you remember, down in Arlington.
I do remember.
The 0-1. There's a chopper off the plate. Weakly hit. Left side of the infield. Charging. Barehand attempt. Yamauchi can't grab it. And then he slips on the grass. Otherwise, he may have tried to flip it to second because Lee had rounded the bag a couple of steps. Infield single for Seth Stevenson. So there are two on with two out all of a sudden against Dylan Hall. So the top 10 prospects in this order for the A's. According to MLB Pipeline, updated tonight, Jacob Wilson, Nick Kurtz, Luis Morales, 3, Tommy Tanks, Tommy White, number 4, Henry Bolte, former Lugnut, has slid up to 5, Mason Barnett, the righty, 6, Colby Thomas, 7, Max Muncy, 8, Gage Jump, Mann, 9, and Denzel Clark, 10. The pitch, that's down there, bottom of the zone to Max Clark, the number 1 prospect for the Detroit Tigers coming into tonight. Let's see if that stays put. It does. He is still number one in the Tigers' org. 5-3. Tigers' high affiliate leads. Top eight. The pitch. Launched. out to right center field. Back goes Dickey. He is just in front of the wall, makes the catch. Max Clark hit it to the one spot you don't want to, where it elbows out a little further in right center. If he hits that to right, it's a three-run shot. Instead, the yard holds it. We head to the bottom of the eighth, 5-3, West Michigan.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Getting late here as we head to the bottom of the eighth at Jackson Field, 5-3. West Michigan leads Lansing. Yeah, there's the clock there here in downtown Lansing. If you're watching at home, MILB.TV. Appreciate you stopping in. You haven't scaled that building, have you, Jesse?
Not me.
Well, guess who did? Big Lug, and his birthday's coming up here.
Thrill seeker.
Will Simpson steps in. The pitch. He's a thrill seeker too, but not seeking that pitch. That's inside and low. Ball one. Joe Adamitz is coming back out. He's coming since the fourth and out Lansing to just two runs. Next pitch. Line drive. Over to the first baseman. Gold jumping makes the catch. And takes away an opposite field potential single or double from Simpson. One away.
Every time that the Whitecaps come to town, the stadium, it feels to me, is filled with a baseball kind of crowd. Do you feel that too, that the folks here are reacting to everything?
Yeah, well, I think the Tiger fans hang on these West Michigan Whitecaps. Pitch. Luke Mann comes around, and he does offer strike one. Not to say that the Lugnut fans don't, but I think West Michigan and Tiger fans just add to it that are in the area. 0-1. Swing and a miss. And that off-speed stuff looks good. No balls. Two strikes. All right, I learned my lesson earlier in this game, so let's get to the trivia answer. We asked you, who's the current youngest player on the Lugnuts roster? 0-2. On the ground, over towards second, to his left, on the fringe, Anderson's got it, slings it to first. Two outs. Jesse, you said we got some responses, even though we asked it a little bit late.
Yeah, Leanne Cook wrote in from South Bend, Angel Arevalo.
She is correct. One of the newer members just got called up to help add some depth in the infield. The Venezuelan is just 20 years old. Max Clark, the youngest for the Tigers, 19 here on the Whitecaps squad. First pitch down low to Nate Nankill. Nankill, 21 out of San Diego. Where's number 19? 5-3 Whitecaps. The pitch. That is in there. Strike one. So there you go. 1-1 pitch. Lifted foul first base side. 1-2. So rest of the top 30 prospect. Jesse, I know you are a JKG guy. Shortstop that has just got to Stockton. He is number 14, Joshua Carota Grauer.
He's one of two different guys that the A's drafted who have hyphenated last names.
How about that? A hyphenated guy likes the hyphenated guy. 1-2. That's inside. Two balls, two strikes.
Schofield, Sam is on deck.
That's right. I hope that he gets to him. Miles Naylor comes in at 16. Steven Echeverria is 15. The pitch. That is a little bit wide. This is the new released MLB Top 30 prospect list for the A's. Cooper Bowman slides to 21. Kate Morris checks in at 20. Pitch. That's cued back off the netting. Let's see. Brian Welbas, who was promoted, 27. Former Lugnut Brenton Malone, 25. Brady Basso, 29. Jared Dickey checks in at 28. And then Will Simpson rounds out at 30. Pitch, swing, and a miss. And Nate Nankill is down on a filthy breaking ball. And that will get us to the ninth. So, top 30 prospect list, check them out. MLB Pipeline, we head to the ninth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, our number one prospect, with the call when we return.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's a two-run lead for the West Michigan Whitecaps as we enter the ninth inning. And it's going to be 2-3-4, Anderson, Lorenzo, and Campos against Dylan Hall in his second inning of work, the right-hander. Hall first up against Max Anderson, righty versus righty. On the pitch, foul straight back, strike one. 5-3 Whitecaps. Three in the third inning, two in the fifth, that's been it. Right now that's standing up. We never know how things go. Get wild here in Jackson Field. An 0-1. Off the outside corner. Had a ball and a strike. So you could not blame the Whitecaps for saying, let's get a little bit more comfortable before we go to the home half of the ninth inning. A 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. For Dylan Hall in the eighth inning, retired the first two batters that he faced and then singles by Lee and Stevenson. Max Clark then sent one for a ride. The right fielder, Jared Dickey, tracked it down to deepest right center, right where the wall elbows out. Anderson waits. Target away. A 1-2. Swing and a ground ball hit to shortstop, grabbed by Yamauchi. Throws to first. And there's one away. Tomorrow's a 1:05 p.m. game. It is a summer fun day, and it's a dog days of summer. Joseph Montalvo makes the start for the Whitecaps against Lansing right-hander Cade Morris. In each of his first two Lansing starts has gone seven innings, picked up via trade from the Mets for Paul Blackburn. Dylan Hall deals. Tyrone Lorenzo takes ball one up and away. Now, Lorenzo today has not been retired yet by a Lansing pitcher. 5-3 Whitecaps. He's knocked in three. Lorenzo hits another high fly, soaring out to right. He has homered for the second time. Add on to the berm once more. 100 off the bat, 380 feet. A two-homer, four-RBI game for Tyrone Lorenzo. And it's 6-3 Whitecaps. He had seven homers in 74 games with the Great Lakes Loons. And now here for the Whitecaps, he has tapped into that power. Coming off a 4-for-4 game with a home run just the other day. and then two home runs here today in a 4-for-4 showing. There's Roberto Campos. The pitch. Down low, ball one. Righty versus righty. And the pitch. Sizzling past the third baseman. Man, a base hit to left field. That was 103 off the bat. In comes the throw from Johnny Butler. And it's a single for Campos. So the West Michigan Whitecaps offense right back to work. A 16-hit ball game. By the way, for Dylan Hall, that was the 13th home run that he has allowed this year. Most of any Lansing pitcher. 6-3 Caps. The pitch to Isaac Pacheco. What a strike called on the outside corner. By the way, elsewhere in the A's organization, if you look up in AAA, the Las Vegas Aviators are taking on Oklahoma City tonight in about 40 minutes. Ground ball foul up the right side. Strike two for Pacheco. Pacheco today. 3-for-4, 2 singles, 1 double, 1 RBI. That game is notable between the Aviators and OKC because each team will have its own Max Muncy. Max Muncy rehabbing his way back to the Dodgers, playing for Oklahoma City. 0-2 pitch, fouled back under the screen.
Could be the first time they meet, right?
That's my hope, that with OKC and Vegas getting together, finally, Max can meet Max.
Come on, man. We got to have some sort of social media content from that, please.
Maximum Muncies. One out, runner at first. All to Pacheco. Low. One ball, two strikes.
Same birthday and everything for those two.
August 25th, but unrelated. And Max Muncy told me when he played here for Lansing that it was his grandparents who were keeping track of the other Max Muncy even before he made his MLB debut. The pitch, Pacheco doesn't chase down and away. 2-2.
Keller, Texas. That's delivered some pretty good baseball players.
Yes, it has. There's a big spider working on a great web right in front of me.
You're nicer than me.
Well, hang on. A 2-2 pitch, up and inside. when a spider of that size suddenly swings down right in front of me, I yield. 3 balls and 2 strikes. We're on the same team, me and that spider. We hate the same kind of insects. Payoff. And that's called strike three. Pacheco had already discarded that bat, was ready to head down. Sorry. Dylan Hall's second strikeout, second out of the ninth inning. I say we dislike. Actually, that spider probably loves the kind of insects that I don't like.
It's insect catching time right now.
Yeah, it is. Oh, look at this. This web could get gigantic.
Oh, boy.
Well, the first offering fouled away.
Or well, could it?
I tried to. Wham.
That spider is going, gone.
And the baseball just landed right in front of us.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. I'm going to help the people.
Yeah. Adam's going to hop out of the booth here. Oh, you turned off the crowd mic. There we go. Slider outside. So what you don't know here is, number one, I used the scorebook to bat the spider away. Number two, Adam is now in front. He's got the baseball. And he underhands it to a fan down below. All the while, Hall deals the 1-1. Luke Gold takes ball too low. And nicely done, sir. 2 balls and a strike on the West Michigan first baseman. We're in the top of the ninth inning. 2 outs, a run home. Hall checks in with the runner. And Campos safely back and standing to first base. 6-3 West Michigan leading Lansing. The opening game of a 6-game set. Hitter's pitch here on 2-1 for Gold. On its way. Rocketed out to left field. It's down for a base hit. And one hops around to the corner. Played well by Johnny Butler. A stop sign at third base for Campos. Throwing to second base. Not in time. Luke Gold has a double. And it's a 17-hit game for the Whitecaps. It is Gold's first hit of the game because West Michigan had been concentrating those hits all among the same players. Four hits for Lorenzo, three for Pacheco, three for Lee, two for Seth Stevenson, and now at least one for everybody else in the lineup. One for Clark, one for Anderson, one for Campos, one for Jarvis, one for Luke Gold. Here's Jim Jarvis, one for four with a double. Second and third, two outs. The pitch, fouled off at home. Strike one. Were you expecting me to use the slow book to bat that spider into space?
I was not. There's so much, like, sensory overload there. Spider goes flying, ball comes flying.
Cow ball joins us here. 0-1. Throw it away. Train in the distance. You know what we're missing here is the aroma from something down below.
I thought you were going to say drops of Jupiter is what we were missing.
Well, drops of Jupiter in her hair?
Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah, there's the train. See, it's a little closer than you thought. The 1-1 pitch. Foul tipped it home.
Hey, soul sister.
That's a train with multiple cars. One ball and two strikes. Two outs. Dylan Hall's pitch. Barry did not get all that far away from Colcott. Two balls, two strikes on Jarvis. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, bottom third of the order due up for the Locos and Schofield, Sam, Yamauchi, and Khan. A home run by Tyrone Lorenzo here in the ninth inning, giving the Whitecaps a 6-3 lead, and they're looking for more. Second and third, two outs, big insurance runs potentially. All gets Khan to go back through those signals. Now we're ready. Two outs, two on. A 2-2 pitch. Inside, ball three. I remember when West Michigan first came to Lansing earlier this year, late June. Jimmy Jarvis, we were hearing the Tigers love him. 11th rounder last year out of San Diego. The payoff. Jarvis takes ball four. Runner started in from third base. A throw behind him. The tag. He's safe. Roberto Campos briefly lost his mind. Cole Kahn fired in. Luke Mann applied the tag. Campos had scrambled back in time. Campos for a second there thought maybe the bases were loaded and I'm forced in. He got lucky. Otherwise, he was about to run West Michigan out of the inning on a walk.
I still can't believe you swatted that spider that far.
Apologies to everybody down below.
It's like a great single right to center field there.
Well, right, you're supposed to take it back up through the middle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don Schulze, the pitching coach, out for a visit before Patrick Lee can step in. Let's talk about Patrick Lee just for a second. Signed out of Independent Baseball. Terrific speed. Lee is 24 years of age. Out of Moss Point, Mississippi. 5'10", 180 pounds. He first joins West Michigan here for the series against Lansing in late June after working his way up from Lakeland. Now, Lee overall with the Whitecaps is hitting .227 this year. Against the Lugnuts, he's hitting just .214 coming in. Now, that changes today because he's 3-for-4. But Patrick Lee with West Michigan has three home runs, and two of them have been hit against the Lansing pitching staff. One out to right center, one to dead center. Bases loaded, two out, 6-3 Caps. The pitch. Lee rockets it to left center field. Lesko's on the run. Can't get there. It's down for a base hit. Lesko corrals against the wall with a jumping throw. Three runners score. The throw to home too late to nap. Jarvis, it's a double by Lee. Clearing the bags. And West Michigan has comfort. 9-3 Whitecaps in the ninth. A four-hit game for Patrick Lee. an 18-hit game for the Whitecaps and another big inning for West Michigan. Three in the third, two in the fifth, and now four runs here in the ninth inning.
This is what happened at the end of the series in Lansing last time, right? They won 10-3, 10-3 a couple of times. They have gone crazy again with the hits and runs here tonight.
Number nine hitter Seth Stevenson takes a ball that kicks away from the catcher, Khan. And Lee jogs over to third base on the wild pitch. Well, it's just a gut punch. You figure going to the bottom of the ninth inning down 5-3. That's attainable. 9-3 feels very different. Patrick Lee wasted no time against Dylan Hall. Action in the Lansing pen. Hall's ball went off for it. Stevenson takes a high fastball. Seth Stevenson today. Fine showing. 2-for-4 out of the nine hole. Two singles, one run scored. And as usual, stellar defense. A 2-0. Down and away, ball three. And if this score wasn't 9-3, I think Patrick Lee, if there weren't two outs, everything about him shows daring. He would love to try a straight steal of home, but now is not the time. A 3-0 pitch. And that is called a strike.
That's all you want right here is just pump them in there, strikes, and try and get this final out. Big half inning for West Michigan.
Yes, sir. Eighth batter of the frame. The pitch to Stevenson. A ground ball to shortstop. Backhanded Yamauchi plants, fires, got him at first base. Side retired. But West Michigan adds on. A solo homer by Lorenzo. A three-run double for Patrick Lee. And as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, it's now the Whitecaps leading the Locos 9-3 at Jackson Field.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
New man in the ballgame for West Michigan is Jasper Sanchez. And the Whitecaps are three outs away from a series opening victory over the Lansing Locos. That means that Joe Adamitz is done. And the lefty goes five innings today. He allows three hits and two runs, one of which was earned. He walked one, he struck out four. How about that work to go from the fourth through the eighth? 9-3 Caps. The pitch from Sanchez at TJ Schofield. Sam takes a called strike one.
Three outings this year for Adamitz against the Lugnuts. He's staring in the face of three Whitecap wins in those games.
He's been adamant. And 0-1. Schofield Sam lines it down the left field line. Foul.
I'd say the Lugnuts have met their match.
Ah. What's a new spin on the whole let's go Mets. Out of Mets. 0-2. Beyond the third baseman, Pacheco, a base hit in the left field. Stevenson gets it in. Lead off single.
100 miles an hour off the bat. And that thing was scorched. It needed to be an atta ball, otherwise I don't think anybody was getting that one.
Nope. Here's Casey Yamauchi. Righty to righty. Fastball inside. Ball one. Yamauchi out of the 8, hole in the order. 1-for-3 with a fly out to center, an RBI single, and a strikeout. Pitch on its way. Fouled up and away, towering over our heads. 1-ball, 1-strike. The Lugnuts are getting out, hit tonight 18-7. Jasper Sanchez, the right-hander, comes in with a 1.63 ERA. Delivers. Way outside, all the way to the backstop, and Schofield Sam can glide up to second. Wild pitch. If you're a West Michigan Whitecaps fan, what you're wondering right now is, how are the Dayton Dragons doing coming into play today? The Whitecaps trail Dayton by half a game for the Midwest League East Division lead. And I've got good news. Hitters count on 2-1. The pitch. Fastball missed. Maybe high. Got beat. 97 miles an hour. Ball three. The Dayton Dragons have lost. They've lost at Fort Wayne 4-1. They committed 4 errors. The pitch runs inside for ball four. And the first to have reached against Sanchez here in the 9th inning. The Whitecaps are 3 outs away then from taking the lead in the East Division.
Now how big is that 4 runs that they just secured in that 9th inning there?
Gigantic.
You're bringing the winning run to the plate here if they don't score any runs in that 9th. So work to be done and then some still for the Locos.
Cole Kahn, first pitch. Strike called, outside corner, 98 miles an hour at the knees from Sanchez. He's got some kind of arm. 9-3 West Michigan, first and second, nobody out. Right-handed pitcher against the switch hitter batting left. Here it comes. And that's down low. One ball, one strike on Kahn, who is 0-for-3. He's flied out. He's grounded into a double play. He's grounded out. Both grounders to short. Sanchez deals. Punched on the ground, down toward third. Grabbed by Pacheco. Throws to second. One. Jarvis over the first. Double play. 5-6-3. Over to third base goes Schofield Sam. And now the Whitecaps are 1 out away from first place.
Well, that's not a double play that you see turned a lot at 5-6-3, but the ball was hit so hard, Jarvis was right there running to the bag and made it easy. Just could relay it over to first base. Good turn by West Michigan.
Johnny Butler now. Top of the order. Righty to lefty. High into the air. Shallow left, shortstop Jimmy Jarvis below. Makes the catch, and this ball game is over. The Whitecaps come in, and they triple up Lansing 9-3. Postgame show is on its way next, after this.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
A two-homer game for Tyrone Lorenzo. And the West Michigan Whitecaps defeat the Lugnuts today by the final score of 9-3. Lansing Locos, not this week, after the last homestand when the Locos beat the Dayton Dragons twice. No, sir. West Michigan takes the opener. Lansing falls to 19-24 at 51-57 overall for the year, while the Whitecaps improved to 25-17, 56-52 for the year. Welcome in. This is Lansing postgame. Jessica Briggs-Jassler, Adam Jackson here, Nate Miller also alongside. Adam, this was West Michigan doing what they've done. I feel like we talked about this on the pregame show was, could Lansing manage offense? The answer was no. Could they stop the Whitecaps offense? The answer was no.
I mean, it's been the last three games now that they played West Michigan. They've given up 7, 11, and now 9 runs, and that's just not good enough for them. They can't afford to do that. Their offense is good, but they're still trying to figure things out with this new lineup that they have. And West Michigan just came in here and raked. 9 runs, 18 hits. You said it, Lorenzo homered a couple of times. I mean, this was the fear with these guys and how good offensively they've been here over the last few weeks. They're starting to figure it out. They have the push, and they are now in first place in the Eastern Division after tonight's games have wrapped up.
It took 2 hours and 39 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 5,592. It was a terrific crowd here today. But the folks who were satisfied at the end are those Tigers fans, are those folks who came in from the west side of the state.
And it was a very good Tuesday crowd. But these are the crowds that we've been seeing in West Michigan, like you said. I mean, they're 7,000, 8,000 plus. They love watching these prospects, and you can't blame them. They're fun to watch. Some big swings tonight, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Nobody tell them that Max Clark doesn't play on Friday.
True. We'll forget to mention that.
Well, for Lansing, Nate Nanko was the only batter with a multi-hit game. It's his third consecutive two-hit game. Your doubles from Nankill and from Ryan Lasko. Will Simpson, a base hit, a walk, and a run scored. For the Whitecaps, you had Patrick Lee go 4-for-5 with a 3-run double. Isaac Pacheco comes off the injured list. He goes 3-for-5. Tyrone Lorenzo, though, is the hitting hero. He knocks in 4 runs. He collects 4 hits. He also draws a walk. He scores 2 runs. He hits a couple of home runs. Earlier this year, this was not what we were seeing for Lorenzo when he was with the Great Lakes Loons.
Not at all. We had watched him and wondered, knew he was a top prospect, but we'd then seen it when he came in with the Loons a couple of times. We saw it tonight, and we've really seen it in this last week. He's fit right in with West Michigan, his second 4-for-4 night in just a few games, and he topped that night by hitting 2 home runs tonight instead of just the one that he had on Friday against Beloit. So he's doing all right, Jesse.
He is. So we look ahead to tomorrow. Tomorrow, Joseph Montalvo gets the ball for the West Michigan Whitecaps. And the Lugnuts will counter with the right-hander, Cade Morris, at 1:05 p.m. It's a matinee. Tomorrow, you are unavailable?
I am available. I will be here, my man.
Is that right? Okay. Well, I will see you tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it.
And I will see you tomorrow. Thursday, Lansing playing as the Olive Burgers on Lansing Facts Night. And then Friday, Saturday, Laugh You Fireworks. Friday, Superhero Night. Saturday is Faith and Family Night. And then coming up on Sunday, it's Big Luck's birthday party.
How about that? Let's all celebrate.
I love it.
Only 11 games left at home. So yeah, get your tickets. Come on out this week because baseball season is coming to a close quick here before the fall gets up in full force.
All gone right. So bright and early tomorrow. And then continuing on through Sunday against the Lugnuts arch rival. That's about all for tonight.
That's it. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Yes, we shall. Your final score once more. West Michigan over Lansing, 9-3. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. So,
For Adam Jaxa,
for Nate Miller, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We wish you well. Good night, and vamos locos.